KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Live from the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez. America's favorite late-night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome to the Friday night edition of the program, live and national. Happy to be here with you. Our phone number is 833-48... What is the number? I never know the number. 482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. And it's amazing how I forget that number over and over and over. But if you want to call, that's the number to call. And big story today, a couple of big stories. I think the biggest story I saw was that President Trump did not win the Nobel Peace Prize, but the person that did, Maria Corina Machado, she is the person that most Venezuelans wanted to be their president. And the dictator there, Maduro, he decided to throw her off the ballot. And she was disqualified and she couldn't run. And obviously, he appointed himself president again. Well, guess what? She won the Nobel Peace Prize, and she gave it to President Trump. Listen to this.
The person who actually got the Nobel Prize called me, and said, I'm accepting this in honor of you because you really deserved it. That was a very nice thing to do. I didn't say then give it to me, though. I think she might have. She was very nice. And you could also say it was given out for 24. And I was running for office in 24, but there are those that say we did so much that they should have done it. But I don't take. I'm happy because they saved millions of lives, many millions of lives. The person who,
of course, President Trump is right, and I think he's definitely in the running for when they look at 25 and 26, and the effort. I think it's going to be very difficult to ignore him from here on out. Maybe I'm wrong, and if I am, then great. I will be surprised, though. I feel like the international community, I think he's had a number of nominations from people. This, I don't think they can continue to play their game, right? You can play the game for a while, but you can't play it forever. And I think the Nobel Peace Prize, at least the committee there, they're going to have to succumb to the fact that the world likes Trump. Trump has done an amazing job on a lot of things. And whether you like him or not, whether you like his style or not, whether you think he's couth or not, any of those things don't really matter. What matters is eight wars in 8 months, including this one that's currently ending right now. And that's great. And, of course, the critics are going to say, oh, come on. You know, eight wars in 8 months in these countries nobody's even heard of. But the most important thing is Russia and Ukraine, and he didn't do anything, right? Remember when he said he would end it overnight? And this is what they're going to harp on. And listen, they have every right to do that. That's fine. Go for it. If that's what you want to do, you do you. But I will say, you're not being realistic. And I will turn to you and say, what have you done? What is it that you have done for this country? What is it that you've done towards world peace? And I would put them on the spot. Because ultimately, Donald Trump is, in my opinion, he's killing the game. Literally killing the game. Not only is he making gains in important areas, right? Areas where no other Republican has made gains. You know, you're talking about minority communities like Hispanics and blacks and whatever. No, no, no. It goes beyond that. You're talking about making communities safer. Entire states and big cities like Chicago and what's happening in Tennessee and Memphis. These are big deals, in my opinion. Right? These are people that were dying that aren't dying anymore. So what are you going to do? Right? You can't ignore that. You have to take that into account. You have to realize what's going on and say, you know what? This is the real deal. Donald Trump is making it happen, Captain, whether you like it or not. I see it in a sandwich, man, right? It's a line from the movie Scarface. It is what it is. Anyway, so that's what's going on with El Trompito de Naldas Magnus. Then we move on and we look at a couple more headlines. China becoming very hostile. We're going to talk about that. I think on Monday we're going to talk about that with Gordon Chang, who's going to be joining us to talk to us a little bit more about Trump's tweet today about China becoming a little more hostile and the meeting with President Xi being canceled. But I want to talk about the shutdown. Of course, the shutdown is going to maintain at least till next Tuesday. But with, by the way, last night I ended the program without announcing that the Senate had passed a funding for the United States military. So that is the case. But now Russ Vogt, who is the director of the Office of Management and Budget, he says that we are ready to lay off a lot of federal workers during the government shutdown. The Trump administration has now begun laying off federal workers today as we're now in the 10th day of the U.S. government shutdown. The rifts have begun. I thought they had to wait till 60 days. But you know what? Trump's a smart guy. Maybe the expectation was 60 days. And he says, well, you know, if we start now and they sue us, we'll have a couple of months of lead time. Smart guy. And I don't know if that's the case. I'm just speculating. But the rifts have begun. And that's according to OMB Director Russ Vogt, who wrote on Twitter saying, obviously, the RIFs are the reduction in force letters. And the unions representing the government employees have vowed to fight these layoffs with the lawsuits. And the lawsuits are, you know, the usual lawfare that we've seen coming from the Democrats, where, honestly, they lose typically, right? But they win in the first round, right? They'll win and they get that headline that says, Trump loses in federal court. Federal judge sides against Trump on federal shutdown and blah, 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 right? That's how that'll go. That'll be Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. And I don't know, give it 30 days or less typically. Some other courts, Court of Appeals, are a little longer than 30 days if you want to get to the Supreme Court, where they say, all right, we'll take it up because that's a real constitutional question. And sadly, that's the case, but that's what happens. Happens every time. We see it all the time. And Trump typically does well. When this goes all the way up to the Supreme Court, they go, come on, who are you kidding? Why are you wasting so much time? Why are you playing this game? That's what lawfare is all about. This is exactly how Democrats roll when it comes to Donaldas Magnus, El Trompito, the 45th and 47th president of these United States. Now, there... Oh, dang it. That was a mistake on my part. I wanted to play a clip for you, but I just... closed my cutlist page. But we had Mr. Good, let me know if we have a cut from Hakeem Jeffries arguing with the host on CNBC. It was such a good cut. And it was not yesterday. I didn't use it yesterday. You let me know if we have it or not. But while you're doing that, I wanted to let everybody know. I want to talk about a few things tonight. It's Friday night. You know, on Friday nights, I like to let my hair down. I either talk about things that are interesting to me, maybe not to you, but interesting to me, or, you know, stuff that's a little bit off the beaten path. And we're going to talk about elections, right? Because I think elections, we're not out of the water yet, right? We're out of the woods, I should say. We're still in hot water with elections in some areas. It was just a couple of months ago, right, in Hamtramck, Michigan, where you had local councilmen that were indicted because they were caught ballot stuffing, right? And that's just one place. This has happened over and over and over. There was a congressman caught in Philadelphia last year. It was the second offense. That was the same congressman from the, literally from Abscam, right, from the famous movie, was that American Hustle? It just... It's crazy to think what goes on in some neighborhoods like Philly, like Hamtramck, like others. The more we learn, the more we know. But don't sell these people short, right? This is not that everybody's corrupt. This is that there are corrupt systems in place, and they're doing what they need to do in order to get the votes they need. The one in Philly, he was straight up selling these things. He said, "What do you need? I'll sell it to you." And he was selling the ballot positions and whatnot.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Constipation with belly pain that keeps coming back and back and back. If your symptoms keep coming back, talk to your doctor. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C. Linzess could help you get ahead of it. Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess.
Learn more at linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The NFL and the American Cancer Society created Crucial Catch to help more people catch cancer early, especially in communities with the greatest need. The 5-year survival rate for many cancers is over 90% when detected early. Don't wait. Early detection can save lives. Visit NFL.com/crucialcatch to find your local cancer screening resources and learn how to reduce your cancer risk.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Some big news. Just before Charlie Kirk died, he issued a stark warning of terrifying dangers and threats ahead for those who stand for truth. Charlie wrote this in his last published work, the foreword for the new book, Pagan Threat. Authored by Pastor Lucas Miles, Charlie said that Pagan Threat could save America. Charlie said you must read, internalize, and share this book. It has the plan to stop the wokeism infecting America. Already a number one Amazon bestseller, Pagan Threat is available wherever books are sold. Get Pagan Threat free with Newsmax's special offer and save $30. For offer details, go online now to PaganThreat.com. That's PaganThreat.com. Millions are tuning into Newsmax on all major cable systems. They're downloading our free Newsmax app on their smartphones. And they're getting Pagan Threat to see Charlie Kirk's final words. Go today to PaganThreat.com. That's PaganThreat.com. Newsmax sponsored this message.
Well, thank you, Rich, and thank you for everything. I know you very well, and I listen, but I have a lot of people that listen, and they love your show, and I appreciate it very much.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
An investigation is underway tonight after a Newburgh woman says blank ballots were delivered to her house.
She says she found these state ballots inside an Amazon package. This comes, of course, as Maynard is getting ready to vote on question one, which would require voter ID and also make other changes to Maine's elections.
Political reporter Jackie Mundry has this story.
A woman in Newburgh says when she went to her front steps to pick up an Amazon package, it looked like it had already been opened and was retaped. So she took a photo of it, expecting items inside to be damaged.
She found the items she ordered, as well as hundreds of blank Maine ballots and items she did not order. She says she called her town office right away and handed those ballots over. This comes just weeks before Mainers will be voting on a citizens referendum that would require voter ID and make changes to the state's current absentee voting laws. In statements from Republican lawmakers and the voter ID campaign, they're urging Mainers to vote yes on question one next month.
Secretary of State Shenna Bellows has repeatedly said that Maine elections are safe and secure. We went to her office today, though she declined to speak on camera. In a statement, the office says these allegations are serious and being investigated by law enforcement.
So this stuff is being investigated by law enforcement. Could you believe that we have all of this ballot chicanery going on? Like I talked about earlier, this is just the latest that's going on here. But so much of this is happening, and for me, I think the whole thing is out of control, but I want to talk to the executive director of the Honest Elections Project, Jason Sneed. He's with us now. Jason Sneed, welcome back.
Thanks for having me on the program.
Let's talk about this. I'm guessing that you're familiar with this story, and honestly, you know, I'm glad that these things are coming to mind because we have to stay up to speed with not what's just happening with every local election, but really in every jurisdiction, right? Because our elections, people tend to think that these elections, even especially for federal office like president, is like one election, not realizing it's like 2,000 or 3,000 elections at once that become this one big election.
Well, that's right, and that's actually one of the unique things about American elections. They're not centralized. They are, by design, very decentralized. And so we have thousands of jurisdictions that are running elections across the country for offices all the way from dog catcher to president of the United States. It's a great strength of our system because it allows states to run things their own way, and it allows for them to essentially try new ideas and for the best and strongest ideas to make their way to the top and be replicated nationwide. But unfortunately, the downside is, of course, that you can have states like Maine that have been very resistant to some of those ideas, like basic safeguards in elections. And then, of course, you have situations like what's developed now, where a woman orders a bag of rice and gets 250 ballots instead.
Right. Yeah, listen, I get what you're saying, and I think that's spot on. Now, I want to talk a little bit about what Honest Elections Project is doing to make sure that we're, you know, getting to the root of ballot fraud and protecting Americans so that we have safe elections.
Well, we're very active all over the country trying to help states advance strong election integrity laws like voter identification, good laws around maintaining clean and accurate voter rolls, proof of citizenship requirements, and getting foreign funding and foreign interference out of our elections. And we also, of course, pay very close attention to situations like what has developed in Maine over the last couple of weeks. And in this particular instance, as soon as we got word that there was a potential breach here in the chain of custody with these ballots that were being shipped from the printer to a local election office, we immediately filed what are called FOAA, or basically Freedom of Information Act requests,
right,
to the Maine Secretary of State and to the town of Newburgh. And we've since filed a third with the town nearby that was actually supposed to receive these ballots. So that we can understand the full story, not just what's being told to the public, but what the immediate reaction was behind the scenes to make sure that, as I said, the full story is eventually going to be revealed.
Jason Sneed, with a minute to go, should we tolerate this type of thing? Should we have any tolerance for misplacing ballots?
Not at all. This is the sort of thing that is very basic, and it is essential that you have safeguards in place to ensure that we have full chain of custody and full control and full accounting for all of these ballots. Your voter confidence is absolutely essential to the democratic process, but it is also a tenuous thing. When you lose it, it is difficult to get it back. And that's why the reaction to these sorts of situations should never be to sweep it under the rug. It should be to confront it, to be completely transparent, and to hold the responsible parties accountable. That's what you need to see in order to maintain public confidence in the elections, and that's why we're continuing to track this story.
Jason Sneed, Executive Director of the Honest Elections Project. Check them out at honestelections.org. Jason, keep up the great work. I think you guys are doing an amazing job in Maine and everywhere else that you're doing freedom of information or FOIA requests. And Godspeed to you, sir. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
You bet. And amigos, we come back. We're going to talk about safety, guns, your calls, your thoughts, your opinions as well. 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Back to school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Get ready for Grange After Hours, presented by Georgia Boot. Join us October 18th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Reading Grange Co-op for an evening of exciting deals and prizes. Spend $100 and get a $20 gift card. Spend $200, get a $50 gift card, or go big and spend $500 and get a $150 gift card. Plus, the first 50 customers will receive swag bags filled with goodies. Don't miss your chance to win amazing raffle prizes, too. Remember, this exclusive event at the Red and Grange Co-op stores at 55 Lake Boulevard, October 18th from 6:30 to 8. We'll see you there.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Sea monsters have taken over Turtle Bay Museum from the American Museum of Natural History and circulated by the Smithsonian. Sea Monsters Unearthed explores how fossils contribute to our global understanding of the planet's past, featuring large-scale skeletons and interactive displays for all ages, offering a new perspective on the ancient world. Sea Monsters Unearthed at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading, now through January 11th. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Host One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Host One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Host One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Host One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Look at Rich Valdez. He's now a radio host, and he's a great radio host.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
You know, they go around, they just lie. They just lie. And everything's a big lie with them. Well, the other side, and the other thing I don't understand is, Christy, I looked at crime numbers in Chicago. They're through the roof, and I have a governor who stands up every day and tells us how wonderful Chicago is. I don't, it's just a lie. It's like a con job. It's like Gavin Newsom. He says how well he's doing in California, and they're doing terribly. The population's getting smaller. People are leaving. And other people are coming in. And, you know, I wouldn't say it's an even trade.
That's President Trump commenting on crime. And, of course, we see crime spiking in places like Chicago, New York City, Portland, Oregon, and others. And this is why the federal government has been stepping in so many ways. And I want to get to the bottom of this because in America there's a handful of researchers that are really up to speed on crime that I know of. And one of my favorites is John Lott. He's from the Crime Prevention Research Center, and he's with us now. John Lott, welcome back. It's been too long.
It's great to talk to you again. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. So talk to me. I know there's so many things that are on your mind, and I'm happy to talk about those things, but I wanted to get your initial reaction to what you think is going on. I know the courts have been trying to slow President Trump down in some of the areas he's trying to go into, like Portland. He's in Chicago. He's done, I think, some pretty amazing work in D.C., and the reason I think that is because the people, the public, we the people are out there saying, we love it that there's federal law enforcement here. We feel safer. Why? More guns on the street, my opinion. What say you?
Right. Well, I mean, it's not rocket science. If you want to reduce crime, you have to make it riskier for criminals to commit crime. And that means things like higher arrest rates, higher conviction rates, longer prison sentences. You can also make it riskier by allowing victims to be able to go and defend themselves. And in D.C., yep. Trump has hit on all those points. by having more boots on the ground, both in terms of federal agents like FBI and others, as well as National Guard. You've increased the arrest rate dramatically there. They've had Judge Jadine Pirro has been much more aggressive in terms of prosecuting criminals, adult criminals anyway, than were in the past. And, you know, they're getting sentenced to real sentences. And then Trump has also moved to make it much easier for people to get concealed carry permits. Before this year, it was taking 6 to 8 months for somebody to go through the process to get a concealed carry permit. Now, over the, a few months ago, they reduced it just down to 2 weeks to be
now,
for somebody to be
that?
Able to get
was
a permit.
That by bringing in additional manpower from federal resources, or what did they do?
They basically threatened D.C. with legal action if they didn't go and get their house in order. I mean, I think they were purposely slow walking the applications
very
there in order to try to discourage people.
I saw that happen in New Jersey on multiple occasions. Many people that I know had applied for whether a permit to purchase or even after the Bruin decision, the an actual concealed carry permit. And, you know, New Jersey state law says that they have 30 days to adjudicate your case. And people were telling me it's taken me 6 months, 5 months, totally
right.
Outside of, you know, the guidelines of the law. And once, you know, the NRA and a couple other gun rights groups brought some cases, guess what? Local police departments were processing these applications very quickly. They figured out we can get paid on the process. They raised the rate like 10x. It went from, like, I think from $25 to, like, $75 or some crazy number like that on one thing, and then they raise the other one another thing, and that's how they come up with that big multiple. But either way, people are getting what they need, and I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, you look at surveys of police officers, and police are extremely supportive of people being able to get concealed carry permits. Police know how important for their own safety, having a gun is. And if you look at surveys of, like, Police One, which has about 450,000 members, it's by far the largest private organization of police in the United States, you'll find about 92% of police officers support liberal concealed carry laws that make it easy for people to be able to get a permanent concealed handgun for protection. You'll find almost 80% of police think that civilian private ownership of guns is either extremely or very important in terms of reducing crime rates. So, you know, it's, you know, in places like Los Angeles, the Trump administration has just had to step in and sue Los Angeles County because they were taking a year and a half or more to go and issue permits. I mean, there are people that they just, their permit applications appear to be completely permanently lost.
You know, John Locke, we can all speculate as to why the Democrats, the left, within the government, slow walk and drag their feet on these things. But what's your assessment on why the these left-leaning administrations, Karen Bass, like you mentioned in Los Angeles and others, why are they so hell-bent on having a disarmed populace? Or I should say,
well,
at least a disarmed legal populace, right? Because the criminals all have guns.
They don't want to have police make it difficult for criminals to commit crime. You know, you have district attorneys who don't believe you should prosecute criminals. I mean, you know, you have somebody like Alvin Bragg in Manhattan who basically is refusing to prosecute people for firearms violations. You have what could be a felony, an aggravated assault, being reduced time after time to a simple assault because they will not include the weapons charges in the crime. And that's a big difference between a misdemeanor and a felony often is whether or not a weapon was used in the crime or not. So, you know, it comes down to this notion of do you think making it riskier for criminals to commit crime in all these different ways, makes it so you have less crime. And unfortunately, a lot of people on the left don't think that you need to make it risky for criminals to commit crime. They don't think it has any impact on the rate that crime occurs. You kind of wonder whether these people have had any kids.
It's wild. It truly is. Now, Dr. John Lott, talk to us a little bit about the Crime Prevention Research Center and some of the latest research you're working on.
Sure. Well, we're basically a group of academics. I've been an academic most of my life. I've had positions at Stanford, University of Chicago, the Wharton Business School, Yale, UCLA. We have other academics associated with it. I've also worked in the federal government, most recently as senior advisor for research and statistics in the U.S. Department of Justice. And we look at a broad range of crime issues, everything from policing to vote fraud to various gun control issues. What we've been working on most recently is just going through the errors in the FBI crime data. And it's my own strong belief is that the FBI was involved in trying to influence the election last year in terms of the debate about crime. You know, you remember headline after headline where you'd have, you know, the New York Times or others have a headline that's saying crime is falling, but people mistakenly think that it's increasing. Or David Muir in the presidential debate between Trump and Harris, where he fact-checked Trump with FBI data. Well, that was all based on data from 2022. They come out about 9-10 months after the year with the data for the latest year. So the data for 2023 didn't come out until September of this last year. And when they did that, they updated the data for 2022, but they didn't mention it in their press release, which 99% of reporters only read the press release. And even if you read the report itself, they just had a vague footnote that said, we've updated the data for 2022. No mention that it had gone from a drop to an increase. So all, and they no explanation for why they made the change. And even when I discovered it and made an issue of it and reporters would call up the FBI, the FBI, all they would say is we stand by our data. They would not, before the election, they would not make an explicit statement saying that they had gone from a drop to an increase. And so all those headlines that we had last year were wrong. And most recently, we've just been going through errors in the active shooting reports that the FBI puts out every year. You know, this is data that academics use in their research, that media reports rely on constantly, that legislative debates are involved with, that's used in court cases. And, you know, I'll just give you an example. Between the 11 years from 2014 through 2024, the FBI claims that there was only 14 active shooting cases in the United States where a legally armed civilian with a concealed carry permit stopped an active shooting attack. An active shooting attack is a case where guns fired in public, not part of some other type of crime like a gang fight over drug turf, anything from one person being shot at and missed all the way up to a mass public shooting. Rather than 14, we think it's 202. And nobody needs to take my word for it. I actually started doing work on this when I was working at the Department of Justice because one of my tasks were to look at the FBI data. And nobody needs to take my word for it. On our website at crimeresearch.org, we go through the different cases. They're listed there. The underlying documents are there so people can check themselves to make sure that they actually fit the FBI definition. But rather than the 4% of cases that the FBI claims, I think it's 36%. But the size of the errors by the FBI has gotten larger. In 2024, for example, the FBI claims that there is zero, not one single case in the United States where a concealed carry permit holder stopped an active shooting attack. I think 48% of the active shooting attacks were stopped. And one argument that I had with the FBI, which I was unsuccessful with when I was working at the Department of Justice, is that you have to separate out places which are gun-free zones where it's illegal for somebody to carry. I mean, you're talking about law-abiding citizens. You can't expect a law-abiding citizen to be carrying a permanent concealed handgun in a place where it's a crime for them to go and carry. Right. And if you separate those out, you find that, in fact, in 2024, 63% of the active shooting attacks that occurred in places where people were legally able to carry were stopped by people with concealed handgun permits. 63% is a lot different than zero.
Right. And what years were you working with the Department of Justice?
I was there in 2020 and the very beginning of 2021.
Excellent. John Lott, let everybody know how they can learn more about the research that you're doing at the Crime Prevention Research Center. Where do they go and how do they find?
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
I'm sorry, crimeresearch.org. Thank you for the correction. Crimeresearch.org. John Lott, you're a gentleman, a scholar, and a patriot. Thank you, sir. All right. I think we lost him. Anyway, amigos, we come back with your thoughts, your calls, and reactions to everything that's going on. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave lifts your confidence. Your whiskers may fall, but today you can ascend to greatness. So lather up and dream big. Just don't forget to pick up that gallon of milk on your way home. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The NFL International Games march on in London. So wake up and watch NFL Network. Because here, our stars come out in the morning. Bo Nix leads the Broncos into Tottenham, looking for a win.
Touchdown, Denver!
But Sauce Gardner and the Jets have intentions of their own.
One-handed catch!
It's Sunday morning football. Snooze off, game on.
Denver's got it! Yes, sir!
Broncos, Jets. Sunday, October 12th at 9:30 a.m. Eastern. Only on NFL Network.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave in the morning lifts your confidence. That rich, creamy lather will catapult you to greatness. Nothing can stop you today. Well, except that traffic jam. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Thanks for what you do. You have so many people. You ask the questions that if a viewer had a microphone, they would ask that question, and you seem to always ask it right at the right time. So God bless you, my friend.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. Rich Valdez keeping you company this Friday night. Looking forward to speaking with you. Our phone number is 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And we've been talking about crime. We've been talking about how the numbers on guns get cooked. We've been talking about ballot stuffing and how they just lost ballots in Maine. And just how crazy things are when it comes to elections. We're not out of the woods yet. Despite all of the discrepancies we saw in 2020, there's still a lot of work ahead of us. And I want to get your thoughts, your reactions on everything that's going on with everything. You know, there's a number of things that we're talking about tonight. In addition to those topics, we also have everything that's in the breaking news category. And, of course, we're going to talk about the media and how NPR and PBS have been just really doubling down on their left-wing bias, as well as the energy crisis that you have in New Jersey. And if you don't know about it, you're going to find out, because there has been an increase in New Jersey on energy prices. But right now I want to go to the phones. Let's go to Paul, calling us from Boise, Idaho. KBOI is the station out there. Paul, go right ahead.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's really creating a shit storm here in Idaho. Dude, Doha. It's pretty much out in the desert. You know, there's some homes around the base, but for the most part, it's just sagebrush and coyote brush. And, if they want to build a base there within the base and keep it contained, I really don't have a problem with that. The only problem I have is their lineage. They were part of 9/11, and they were holding up the Hamas.
Are you talking about the base that the Americans are building in Qatar?
They're not building it in Qatar. They're building it in the United States at Mountain Home Air Force Base.
A different one.
Yeah. It's created quite a shit storm is what I was trying to say. And, if I lived closer to it, I might feel the same way as they do. But, I'm set off down in Boise, which is 60 minutes away by car. So,
Right.
I don't know. It's kind of a shock more than anything else.
Well, I mean, I think we had to expect something that was going to happen, right? I mean, for President Trump to be able to achieve the peace deal, right? He's got to give everybody something, right? But he wants something. So the Qataris are like, hey, I want this. I want to train. All right, we have an Air Force base in Qatar. All right, well, we want to train with you guys. All right, well, then, he had to agree to that stuff. Or not, right? And not get the deal. So, that's
right.
This is part of the reason I like Trump. It doesn't always benefit him, but he knows how to make a deal, and he's willing to make a deal because he realizes good deals are where everybody wins something. And that's just the reality of how life works. I think oftentimes politicians will look at this and they try to make deals so one-sided where it's only them that benefit that they end up making more enemies than allies. And that's part of the problem. Paul, thank you for the call. I got to take a pause right here. Shout out to everybody in Boise, Idaho, and your calls and more. We got a couple of minutes left. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Cold weather will be here before you know it. At the same time, power outages are on the rise. So here's an important question. the power goes out when it's really cold, do you have a way to stay warm? If not, you've got to check out the Vesta off-grid space heater from My Patriot Supply. It's a compact, portable space heater that doesn't use electricity. It runs on something called canned heat, which is an indoor safe fuel. It's completely off-grid, and it can heat up a 200-square-foot room in a matter of minutes. With a Vesta stashed in your closet, you can rest easy, knowing you and your family will stay warm, even if the power goes out. Plus, it doubles as a stove to boil water or cook food without electricity or propane. The best part is, you can get a Vesta and a bunch of other free gifts when you order the Winter Prep Special from My Patriot Supply. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com to see everything included. This offer won't last long, and neither will this nice fall weather, so go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why the big wireless companies want you on an unlimited plan? It's because they need you to help cover the cost of the 20-somethings who are using a lot of data every month. Fact is, according to the latest research studies, most people 50 and up, like me, only use 12 gigs or less each month. Don't get bamboozled by big wireless. At Consumer Cellular, pick what suits your needs. Whether it's 1 gig, 5, 10, or unlimited, the point is, pay for exactly what you need and nothing more. We use the same towers as the big guys, but since we don't own and maintain them, we can pass the savings on to you. Our plans start at just $20 a month, and you'll get the best customer service in the business. I want to invite you to join the millions of people who choose something better than big wireless, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
All right, amigos, welcome back. Rich Valdez keeping you company this evening, Friday evening, live and national. I'm not mailing it in. I am here. Everybody's celebrating Jewish holidays. Saludos to you guys. And I want to just recap some of the things that we're doing here. We don't have tons of time for calls, so I'm sorry for everybody on hold. But we will get to the rest of your calls, 833-482-5337. But we try to bring you, the most interesting live program we can, right? That brings you people that know what's going on with the actual breaking news of the day, the larger topics of the day, as well as, what's happening in popular culture and entertainment and stuff like that, like the Charlie Sheen stuff that we did earlier in the week. And we do that, why? Because we can't end the week with all this slit-your-wrist misery stuff, right? That sometimes dominates the news cycle. So I appreciate you guys sticking with me, folks. I am Rich Valdez. I want to wish everybody a good weekend. And everybody that's sticking around, stick around. There's way more to come straight ahead. Best 3 hours in talk radio with me, Rich Valdez. Don't go anywhere.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at gormancomplaw.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. The White House Budget Office says mass firings of federal workers have begun.
It's part of an effort to exert more pressure on Democrat lawmakers to vote in favor of a bill that would end the government shutdown. The director of the Office of Management and Budget said on X, the layoffs are also aimed at reducing the size of federal government. A spokesperson for the Budget Office on Friday described the reductions as substantial, but at the time offered no more immediate details. Bob Agner reporting.
The blame game continues on Capitol Hill. Democrats point to the order, placing order under Republican control of the White House, Senate, and the House. But House Speaker Mike Johnson says that Senate Republicans have already done their jobs in trying to end the shutdown.
Eight times now, they have voted to get the government open and get troops paid and federal civilian workers paid. Democrats have dug their heels in and said no, 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 over and over. They're the ones blocking. Each question should be directed to them and not to us. That is how this works.
A massive explosion destroyed a munitions plant in Tennessee, and authorities say 19 people are missing and feared dead. The blast, which was felt for miles, took place about 60 miles southwest of Nashville. President Trump is escalating his tariff war with China. He said he's placing an additional 100% tax on Chinese imports starting in November 1st or sooner. On Wall Street, stocks suffered their worst one-day losses in several months. Tens of thousands of Palestinians heading back to the heavily destroyed northern Gaza Strip as a U.S. brokered ceasefire went into effect today. The deal has raised hopes for ending the Israel-Hamas war, with all the remaining hostages taken 2 years ago said to be released within days. MIT's president said she cannot support a White House proposal that asks MIT and eight other universities to adopt the president's political agenda in exchange for favorable access to federal funding. More at townhall.com.
Some big news. Just before Charlie Kirk died, he issued a stark warning of terrifying dangers and threats ahead for those who stand for truth. Charlie wrote this in his last published work, the foreword for the new book, Pagan Threat. Authored by Pastor Lucas Miles, Charlie said that Pagan Threat could save America. Charlie said you must read, internalize, and share this book. It has the plan to stop the wokeism infecting America. Already a number one Amazon bestseller, Pagan Threat is available wherever books are sold. Get Pagan Threat free with Newsmax's special offer and save $30. Go online now to PaganThreat.com. That's PaganThreat.com. Millions are tuning into Newsmax on all major cable systems. They're downloading our free Newsmax app on their smartphones. And they're getting Pagan Threat to see Charlie Kirk's final words. Go today to PaganThreat.com. That's PaganThreat.com.
Consumers are still wary of the economy, and the numbers are reflecting it.
New economic data on consumer sentiment shows that Americans are still unhappy with the economy. Consumer confidence fell again as people are concerned about high prices and a weakening job market amid the government shutdown. The University of Michigan said its consumer sentiment index was little changed at 55 this month, from a final reading of 55.1 in September.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. Thousands of people attended the boat parade to honor the Navy and Marine Corps. The Navy began on the 13th of October, 1775. Less than a month later, the Marine Corps was formed on the 10th of November. And for the record, the Marine Corps got a start in, of all places, a bar. The first Marines were signed up in Tunes Tavern in Philadelphia, and they probably celebrated. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump will travel to the Middle East to attend an official signing of the Gaza ceasefire. More from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president will first visit Israel before traveling on to Egypt during his upcoming Mideast trip to mark the Gaza ceasefire and hostage deal. He expressed confidence that a ceasefire, which went into effect on Friday, will hold. The president also confirmed that he will deliver an address to the Knesset, the Israeli parliament, and that he expects to meet with leaders from all over the world in Egypt. Greg Clugston, Washington.
National Guard troops are patrolling in Memphis for the first time as part of the president's federal task force. The deployment comes a day after a federal judge in Illinois blocked troop deployment in the Chicago area for at least 2 weeks. It was unclear Friday how many Guard members were on the ground in Memphis or were expected to arrive later. President Trump is pushing to deploy the Guard to several U.S. cities. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
From the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez, America's favorite late night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
And what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. And I want to get into a bunch of things tonight. Of course, your phone calls, your comments, and thoughts and opinions. Our phone number is 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. We are back with you for another hour. It is 7 minutes past the top of the hour. And Letitia James was indicted yesterday, and now the media is having a field day, right? The media is just trying to make it seem like they haven't done anything wrong. What she's done, everybody's done. And what's interesting about that is, while it's likely true, this is exactly what she prosecuted Trump for, making it seem like he was doing something outside of the ordinary. What's worse, he didn't do it, right? They totally mischaracterized everything that was going on, trying to make his property seem like it was worth less than it actually was. They said he tried to make it seem like it was worth more than he said it was worth. Bottom line, the media is, in my opinion, just as complicit as some of these unscrupulous lawyers that are committing the lawfare against President Trump and those in the MAGA world. And nobody really ever calls out the media, right? Because we can't, right? They have First Amendment rights. And listen, I know somebody right now is going, you know, that Valdez, I can't stand this guy. You know, he's part of the media, but he calls out the media. I've never really considered myself, and, you know, I identify as talk radio. Talk radio is, in my opinion, very different. I don't report the news. I comment on the news. I think it's a grand difference. And the reason it's a grand difference is because I'm not out there developing sources, trying to get a story and try to deliver what happened today and give you a fact-based account of what happened. I'm not. I'm trying to tell you what I think about the fact-based accounts that I hear. And I don't hear too many fact-based accounts, sadly, because the media, the legacy media, NPR, PBS, the rest of them, they do what they do. They make stuff up as they go along. And sadly, how could you not, right? How could you not criticize people that are just doing what they want to do? So sometimes you just got to call people out for what it is. And I want to spend some time talking about the media, the legacy media, and how they turn a blind eye to all sorts of things that are going on. Now, that was a mouthful. I wanted to get into a few things this evening. One of the things I wanted to talk about was President Trump, of course, being gifted a Nobel Peace Prize, not by the Nobel Committee, nope, but by Maria Corina Machado. She dedicated her Nobel Prize to President Trump. Letitia James, of course, moving on, she says that this is not her fault, it's Trump's fault, right? This is ultimately, this is his doing. He's the bad guy. This is his fault. I mean, the rhetoric here is, in my opinion, unbelievable. I think some people might buy it, but I think most people don't. Most people look at this and they're like, you know what? This is not good. Which cut are we talking about, Mr. Good? All right, yeah, let's go for it.
This is nothing more than a continuation of the president's desperate weaponization of our justice system. He is forcing federal law enforcement agencies to do his bidding. All because I did my job as the New York State Attorney General. His decision to fire a United States attorney who refused to bring charges against me and replace them with someone who is blindly loyal not to the law, but to the president is antithetical to the bedrock principles of our country. I stand strongly behind my office's litigation against the Trump Organization. We conducted a two-year investigation based on the facts and evidence, not politics. Judges have upheld the trial court's finding that Donald Trump, his company, and his two sons are liable for fraud.
Now, I played that cut yesterday when we were talking about Letitia James, and I'm playing it again. Why? Because I want to make fun of her yet again. Why? Because I really, she's mastered something. What's that? I'll tell you. She's mastered the art of the promo, right? Of jobbing. She's like a professional wrestler, like WWE. She sounds like a wrestler. Like she's trying to call somebody out to the, and I'm going to get Trump. And when I get him and Eric and Don Jr. in the ring, I'm going to give him the smackdown. I mean, it just sounds fake and phony and fraud to me. And she's not the only one that was indicted. You know who else was indicted? James Comey, right? Looking back at this week. And El Trumpito, Donaldus Magnus, the 45th president of these United States, was now the 47th president. He posted something on Truth Social, and I thought it was terrific. Why? Because I love El Rushbo, right? El Rushbo, the Maharishi, he is the OG in this game. And before his death in 2017, he made some comments. And I got this clip sent to me by Mr. Producer from The Mark Levin Show. So shout out to my guy, Samantha, Mr. Producer himself. And I want you to listen to this, Cut 13. Check it out.
How many of you have heard or thought that James Comey was a lifelong Republican? I have. I've always thought that James Comey was a lifelong Republican. I've been told that James Comey is a lifelong Republican. Turns out not to be true. Are you aware that James Comey used to be a communist? In a 2003 interview with New York Magazine, James Comey said before voting for Jimmy Carter, 1980, he'd been a communist. He admitted, I'd moved from communist to whatever I am now. Now, we know that John Brennan, Obama's CIA director, was a communist, or at least had voted for the Communist Party. But I had never heard this about Comey. Now we find out that under Obama, the CIA director and the FBI director both had histories of not just flirtation, but serious immersion into communism. And like the KGB always said, no one ever leaves the KGB. Nobody ever leaves this way of thinking.
Outstanding. Un aplauso for El Rushville Rush Limbaugh. God rest his soul. And let me tell you, he was nailing it right there, right? He spoke about the things that too many people were afraid to talk about. And sadly, back in 2017, maybe that was resonating. Today, you say, well, you know, I feel like the general population, not people that listen to talk radio, but everybody else. You say communists and they go, well, what's so bad about that? And, you know, we don't really have communists anymore. It's more like socialism. We don't really have revolutionaries anymore. Nobody's using violent overthrows anymore. This is the arguments that I hear. These are them. People come to me with the craziest things. They don't care about it. They're perfectly willing and happy to accept government control, to accept a term that Mark Levin used in one of his books many years ago, the statists. And that's the best way to label them all, right? Because some of them are Marxists, some of them are socialists, some of them are you know, prefer to be identified as comrade or communist, but they're all statists. They all believe in the power of the state, the almighty altar of the state. That's their God, that's their religion, that's what they believe. And this is what is ultimately hurting America. It's hurting our liberty, it's hurting our ability to
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Get connected to what's happening in Shasta County. Tune in to KCNR, the Shasta Live Show. Your weekly dose of local business, community buzz, and dining discoveries. Join the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Reading Buzz, and Eat Shasta every Monday night from 6:05 to 7 p.m. Can't catch it live? No problem. Listen to the archives anytime at KCNR1460.com. KCNR and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, your community connection.
Anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even Porky or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-555-1509.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
By the way, your ratings are up. Congratulations, everybody. It's always nice to check. I like to see, even if they're friends, I like to see how are they doing. Are people listening, right?
That's
but
right.
You're doing great.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, happy Friday, amigos. And check this out. A couple of nights ago, Stephen Miller, Deputy Chief of Staff over at the White House, was on CNN with Boris Sanchez, and they got into a little bit of a tit for tat because he didn't like the question, and he basically flat out called him out. Listen to this.
Is it the case that, as Pritzker frames it, you are profiling brown people, that this immigration crackdown is designed to go after people of color?
That is the, it's such a, oh, what a dumb question. The illegal aliens who are here are taking jobs away from blacks, they're taking jobs away from whites, they're taking jobs away from Latinos, they're taking their health benefits away, they're taking their school slots away, and of course in many cases they're committing heinous crimes. We cannot have a system of law in this country that privileges illegal aliens over American citizens, and that's what they're doing. You know it, and I know it.
So that's not exactly a no, Stephen. Can you just unequivocally
just
state
said, well,
that the
dumb,
immigration policy...
I said it's a dumb question. Okay.
Well, I appreciate
no,
that, but can
it's
you...
No, and it's a dumb question.
So no, this policy is not designed to...
I thought when
to,
I said it was a dumb question, it meant no.
Well, I just want to be clear and precise. I appreciate you trying to qualify my questions, but nevertheless, I think it's a fair one that a lot of people have. So
full answer is no, that is a lie, and it's a dumb question.
Now, I just want to be on the record saying, you know, as the resident brown person here, I am marking myself safe yet again. I have not been stopped by ICE. I have not been harassed. I've not been attempted to be deported, not even in the least, not even when I speak Spanish loudly, not even when I defend the NFL's right to bring whichever artist they like, an artist who I don't support his communism, I don't support his liberalism, but I support his right to do whatever he wants in America and the NFL's right to do whatever they want in America, because you know what? This is America. And that's how it works. And even through all of that, I have not been deported or even attempted to be spoken to by ICE. Just, you know, facetiously saying that. Now, of course, that was Boris Sanchez who was trying to give a little bit of an attitude to Stephen Miller after he was told no time and again. I just want to clarify. I just want to be precise. I just want to. This is just one example of many that exist in the media today, of the media just really going off the deep end. And it's not just CNN. You've got NPR, you've got PBS, and so many others that are complicit in the same game. And that's why I want to bring in one of the pros. The executive editor of Newsbusters, Tim Graham, is with us. They're part of the Media Research Center. And I want to jump into this conversation. Tim Graham, welcome back.
Thank you.
So you heard the clip with Stephen Miller and our good friends at CNN, Boris Sanchez. What do you make of that?
This is CNN. I mean, the assumption is always Donald Trump and his minions are racists. I mean, that's where they go. So if J.B. Pritzker says they're just hunting down brown people, then that's the question. He's going to repeat that as the question. I think the answer was correct, which is when you deport illegal aliens, you are, to use the left-wing's terms, you are privileging Americans, and Americans are of all colors. So I think that's the right answer. But, you know, Boris Sanchez is just one of these people at CNN, and it doesn't matter if you're CNN, if you're black or white or Latino, you all do the same questions, which is, the Democrats say you're fascists. What say you? Are you, you know, and then to try to say, well, that wasn't a denial.
Right. And it's funny. I use the same questions they have with my guests because to try and debunk and disprove all of their crazy. But yet they'll never use questions from the other side. Isn't that interesting?
Yes. This is what I mean. And you can understand it when we see the way that Nancy Pelosi acts when she gets an impertinent question. It doesn't even have to be a conservative question.
Yeah.
It's, she doesn't quite go full Katie Porter. But
get the F out of my shot, Tim Graham.
Yeah, these people do not appreciate hard questions. They're not, they expect to be adored. They expect to be enabled. That's what they expect. They don't expect, oh, both sides, let's be fair and balanced. Let's hold all the powerful accountable. That's not what they believe. These people believe in liberal privilege, and, you know, they should be honored and adored as the saviors of democracy at all times, because Democrats and democracy are pretty much the whole thing in their book.
Yeah, they kind of have the monopoly on monopoly on democracy, I should say. Anyway, you know, I think you're right on that. Now, I want to talk about NPR, PBS, and the rest of these guys, because, you know, they lost some money earlier this year, but it seems like they're still up to no good.
Yes, well, we were so happy when the president and the Republicans defunded NPR and PBS. I got to say, I've been working on these networks since I started at the Media Research Center in 1989. So I've been doing this a long time, so it was very gratifying to see them defunded. Somebody said, well, what are you going to do next? I'm like, no, we're going to keep monitoring these guys. And so we looked at the guest list of PBS and NPR over the 2 months since they were defunded, from like July 18 to September 18, something like that. The guests on NPR was 53 liberals to 3 conservatives, and my public broadcasting researcher said, wow, that was a surprise to me. I said, it was not a surprise to me. I sort of hate listening to NPR during my commute.
I've done it for years too. It's great.
Yeah.
It's great. You hear the craziest things on there.
They do not really have Republicans and conservatives on. They have a lot of liberal journalists.
I've never even heard Adam Kinzinger on there or Liz Cheney.
The fake conservatives. We were so generous that when they had a debate between someone supporting the state of Israel and somebody supporting Hamas, we counted the Israel supporter as a conservative, because that's kind of where we are, unless you're Tucker Carlson. So I think that the PBS number we found in those 2 months was 98-21. So, you know, they're the fair and balanced ones when they're only 5-1 left, as opposed to 17-1. But, I mean, this is the way they are day in and day out, you know. They are there to offer propaganda, to do one-sided things. And one of the things that really annoys me is PBS and NPR are both the type of networks who get cranky when it's possible that other networks might move 2 ticks to the center. So they're both doing angry stories now on CBS might become mega, you know.
Right, so, they have a new editor-in-chief there.
Yeah, I mean, the idea that somebody said, we're going to hold both sides accountable. Well, that's mega. It is?
Yeah. Tim Graham, stick with me. We're going to come back. I got a couple more clips I want you to hear to get your reaction regarding the media bias that's going on today. And, of course, amigos, if you're listening, we're still live. We're still national. The phone number is 833-482-5337. It's Rich Valdez coming right back with Tim Graham.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio.
online at KCNR1460.com.
Back to school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large two-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Owners, landlords, and tenants. Trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Sea monsters have taken over Turtle Bay Museum from the American Museum of Natural History and circulated by the Smithsonian. Sea Monsters Unearthed explores how fossils contribute to our global understanding of the planet's past, featuring large-scale skeletons and interactive displays for all ages, offering a new perspective on the ancient world. Sea Monsters Unearthed at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading, now through January 11th. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Get ready for Grange After Hours, presented by Georgia Boot. Join us October 18th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Reading Grange Co-op for an evening of exciting deals and prizes. Spend $100 and get a $20 gift card. Spend $200, get a $50 gift card, or go big and spend $500 and get a $150 gift card. Plus, the first 50 customers will receive swag bags filled with goodies. Don't miss your chance to win amazing raffle prizes, too. Remember, this exclusive event at the Reading Grange Co-op stores at 55 Lake Boulevard, October 18th from 6:30 to 8. We'll see you there.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
Post One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Rich Valdez, who again will do a fine job, but I know you'll enjoy listening to it.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. And we're talking about the media, bias within the media. And something that I find really interesting is this. This has been going on for a long time. Like, you know, back when TV wasn't as big as it is today, cable networks and whatnot, you had the Washington Post, where democracy dies in darkness, right? And Bob Woodward was on with none other than Joe Scarborough, right? And what a team, right? A dynamic duo, Bob Woodward and Joe Scarborough on MSNBC, or whatever it's called now, MS Now. And this is fascinating because when you get people like that together, there's only one logical conclusion they can come to, right? Watergate, the Holocaust, right? They find whatever they can in history to say Trump's somehow worse than any of those things. Listen to this.
You changed journalism with your Watergate reporting. Compare what's going on now. I know you've been asked this question a good bit, but the facts have changed on the ground over the past 2 weeks. Mm. Compare what happened during Watergate, during Nixon's abuses, with the President of the United States telling the Attorney General, I want you to arrest these three people. They're guilty.
Hold on a second. So we got Joe Scarborough saying, you know, things have changed on the ground. What has changed in the past 2 weeks? What are the facts that have changed on the ground in the past 2 weeks that you want to compare what happened to Watergate? What is he talking about? These are the things, these concoctions of the left that really just boggle the mind, right? During this, I'm reading the transcript. During Nixon's abuses with the president, the United States telling the attorney general, I want you to arrest these three people. They're guilty as hell. Saying that Trump did this because he posted an opinion on Truth Social. I don't see the correlation, but hey, maybe I'm blind to the truth. Let her rip.
Guilty as hell.
Well, it's worse now, and of course, after 2 years of Watergate, Nixon resigned. We are now at a deadlock period, and it's even worse than that. I mean, I think we have really reached the point where Trump has destabilize the government so it can't function normally, and in that this period of destabilization, it's everyone is going to, as I say, use the power they have and also stick to their talking points. If they can stick to their talking points, they satisfy the base.
Wow, Bob Woodward, I thought you were smart once. This wasn't a very smart response. The whole question, the question was bad, the setup was bad. I want to get one of the pros to weigh in here. We've got Tim Graham, the executive editor of Newsbusters over at the MRCs with us, newsbusters.org. Tim Graham, when you hear Bob Woodward together with Joe Scarborough and all of this, in my opinion, nonsense that they're talking, what's your initial reaction to that?
Well, you have to laugh when they start talking about, well, they have their talking points for their base. We're, this is on MSNBC. I mean, is there a network that hammers talking points for their base more than the Nicole Wallace, Joe Scarborough network? That Joe Scarborough didn't hit any talking points like, this is the best Biden ever, you know. I think what they're trying to talk about here is that grand juries in Virginia indicted James Comey. They indicted Letitia James, and they're very, very upset about that. And then they pretend that this is, to go at Woodward's pace, destabilizing. I swear, you know, he's easy to transcribe when you're a media analyst because he does about two words a minute. Look, Biden assigned a special counsel named Jack Smith to get Trump, right? And the networks were like, CNN was like, oh, we went to the subway with Jack Smith, and he got a foot long. He is like Elliot Ness. You know, I mean, they're just...
That's terrific. You're right. They can't help but pander. But yeah. To me, it's laughable, and I think most people can see through it, or is that just me?
No, I think a lot of people see through it, which is why so many Americans do not trust the press. I think that most Americans recognize that the so-called mainstream media isn't mainstream, and the reporting isn't reporting. You know, you can open the New York Times or read the front page, and the so-called reporting is Trump pooped on democracy again today. It's about that level of invective. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not reporting the way you would understand it. Like, let's assemble the facts into a rational pattern. Everything comes with larded with this editorial about democracy dying. So that's it's annoying. But you know, the beautiful thing about these indictments, and we have no idea whether they're going to succeed or whether they're going to be thrown out of court or whatever. What we know is you can totally look at the Exhibit A and the Exhibit B. They presented James Comey as a hero. You know, George Stephanopoulos did a prime time special on how precious James Comey was to America. You know, so when you're being hailed in a prime time special by George Stephanopoulos, you might be a Democratic tool. You know, and so Letitia James elected as a Democrat on a promise of, I'm going to get Trump. Well, the news media, every time she went after Trump, would say, he presented her as a nonpartisan. She was not described as a Democrat. Today, In the story in the New York Times about her indictment, she was not described as a Democrat. She was described as a Trump foe. But, you know, they can't acknowledge that what she was up to, what Jack Smith was up to, what Fannie Willis was up to, what Alvin Bragg was up to, they were all about getting Trump, ruining him, ruining his business, ruining his political career, ruining him in general, putting him in jail.
But Tim Grant, somehow, some people seem to lose sight that these guys are all on the same team. They're all Democrats. I feel like not enough noise is made about that. What do you think?
Well, we're the noise makers, you know.
Right.
What we try to do in every news cycle is say, here's what they're doing. You know, here are the tactics they're using. And if it's dishonest, we'll call it out. Now, sometimes you get surprised. You get up in the morning and they're like, they seem to like that Trump got a peace deal. I don't know what to do with this. It must be a weird day when Trump gets praised. But that's not the normal. The normal is, yeah, Trump's ending democracy again today.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, he got elected. Democracy flourished because he was elected.
Exactly, right. It was democracy in action, in my opinion. Now, yeah. Tim Graham, everybody that's listening, you know, you made a valiant point, I thought, which was we are the noisemakers. And I believe not only you guys at MRC Newsbusters, but I think we, the resistance, right? We, the Americans, the patriots that care about what's happening. And those that want to become more informed and be better equipped with the research and the quips and so many other things that you guys put together at Newsbusters, at MRC, what do you recommend our listeners do? Where do you send them? Where should they go?
Well, yes, newsbusters.org is a great place to start. I'm going to tell anybody who's concerned about bias in the media to have a broad diet of media. You know, if you don't want to read the liberal media yourself, you can get our summaries of it. Watch live coverage or watch C-SPAN coverage, because then you can play this game of, well, how is this going to, you know, be covered? Will there not be a story on it at all? I found it fascinating tonight that NBC came out and told you how badly the stock market did today after Trump threatened China. The S&P 500 has hit several record highs in this month. NBC didn't cover those. And those little patterns. It's like, oh, interesting.
Right.
They did it again.
Now, newsbusters.org is the flagship. Tell us, is there anywhere else that people should be going? Social media, anything like that?
Well, I mean, obviously, sites like X, you know, you get to see so many videos from people. You know, some clips of liberal bias in the news media, but often, let's say, for example, on the ground camera work from Portland, from the streets of Portland, from the streets of Chicago, that sort of thing, again, where you're saying, oh, there are things happening in this country that they refuse to show us, you know. And when Antifa is scaring up the streets, the weirdos on TV news come on and say, Antifa's merely an idea.
Right, it's fake, it's not real.
Which is the weirdest thing ever. I mean, what a ridiculous lie. You know, that's what they want you to think. So if the radical leftists who bring violence to the streets want you to think they're just an idea, why would our so-called mainstream media be helping them out? Mainstream media likes Antifa? Well, that would seem to make their title look kind of stupid.
Yeah. Tim Graham, Executive Director of Newsbusters, I want to thank you for being with us, and I also want to encourage everybody to follow you and check out the work they're doing at newsbusters.org. Tim Graham, you are a gentleman, a scholar, and a patriot, and I thank you for staying up late with us. Godspeed.
Oh, thanks, Rich. You bet.
You bet. My pleasure. And amigos, we come back. Your thoughts, your calls, your reactions. Arkansas, Idaho, New York, California, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Hey, get in.
What? Who are you?
I'm future you.
Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Mia, our doctor figured it out. She said it's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, and Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Sign up today at plus.nfl.com/radio. Terms and conditions apply.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
You have given us the voice of hope. You give us hope, and we thank you so much for that. You make things seem brighter.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Finally, they got the girlfriend of one of the founders of Antifa. You understand? There's no Antifa. This is an entirely imaginary organization. There is not an Antifa. This is no different than if they announced they rounded up a dozen Decepticons. We've captured the Chupacabra, everyone.
I liked the Chupacabra part of the joke, right? The Chupacabra was the imaginary blood-sucking goat alien thing in Puerto Rico. And at many times in my life, I have been referred to or have become the La Chupacabra. So I am the Chupacabra of late night radio. Welcome back, America. Rich Valdez keeping you company. And we're going to get to your calls momentarily. But Jimmy Kimmel, that was Jimmy Kimmel you just heard. He says there is no Antifa. It's entirely imaginary. But yet there's all those people with black masks and mace bottles and going at it with federal law enforcement in Oregon and in some other areas, yet there is no Antifa. I want to get your thoughts, calls, and reactions on what's going on with law enforcement and how we fix these problems. Let's go to Joe, Salem, Arkansas, KSAR. Joe, go right ahead.
Thank you, Rich. Boy, I'm getting really full of hearing about how the cops, of course, if the locals can't handle it, and then it has to be the FBI and ICE and the feds. The ICE are all there, they're doing their job, and the sheriff's supposed to kind of control that. But all of these problems, large city or small community, can be what the Mid-South all does is we have volunteers ready to go, neighborhood watch people, posse comitatus. That, by the way, that's a Latin phrase for power of the county or power of the people. And that was the intended remedy for any civil strife at all in as America grew. Nobody, I didn't hear Mr. Lott is very knowledgeable. I used to listen to him on gun shows, but I didn't hear him mention posse comitatus. The sheriffs are willing to do that, but they frown on it because of liability problems. Well, we're past that point. You pick out, you get about 20% of the whole community that will be non-felon, calm-headed, good with their weapons, and they can be there, all have pagers, just like the fire department, and show up, and these people will settle down, I promise you, because they see all kinds of people in the law and all kinds of people they know carrying guns. Oh, boy, I know him, I know him. He's part of the posse. Now, this is a problem. They think, the people I know around Chicago, they said, well, we got all these guys coming in here looking like hoodlums, you know, with masks and all this. Well, yeah, you know why. And they could protect the ICE, too, the posse could, so till they get their job done. So I wish Judge Jeanine would calm down President Trump, because he, man, he's getting in the wrong lane. That case that's before him, I don't know that he's going to win that on Chicago. Go ahead.
No, which case?
Well, there was a 2-week hold
Oregon?
Up on letting them go on in there.
Oh, for National Guard?
Yeah. Yeah, that's National Guard. That's another problem. He can't call up the National Guard. That's an act of Congress. And it has to be for insurrection, rebellion. It's in Article 1 there. War and so on, and he keeps talking about I may call an insurrection. Well, that's just going to make it worse, and he can't do that. Congress does it, and then he's commander in chief of all militia, which used to be militia. Now it's the guard, and in order for him to use them, it used to be state guard, and now it is federalized, so it's
right.
National. And I agree. Look, a lot of what he's doing is great, but he's pushing the envelope. And we're going to get into a whole...
I think there's a little difference here, because I see this a little bit differently. My perspective here is there is the Insurrection Act of 1807, and this is what I think President Trump, it's what President Bush, the senior, used during the L.A. riots for Rodney King. It's what President Trump has at his disposal as well. And this is unique to the president, right? The only person that can make use of the Insurrection Act is the president. It's literally the president's power to nationally deploy the U.S. military and, you know, federalize the National Guard units. It's not something that Congress can do in that capacity. It's solely the responsibility of the president under the Insurrection Act. So I think that this is what he's talking about doing, and he can do and has done, and he did it in Los Angeles earlier this year, and he can do it again. I think they push back and they go to court and all sorts of things. But ultimately, he can do these things if he deems this a insurrection. I don't know that it's problematic. I think it's going to cause some waves. Right? It's going to make problems with the left. It's going to make problems with the media. That is a given. But I think it's well within his power, and I don't think he's afraid to do it. At least that's my thought. Brother, I want to thank you for your call. I got to take a quick pause here, but we're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave in the morning lifts your confidence. That rich, creamy lather will catapult you to greatness. Nothing can stop you today. Well, except that traffic jam. Barbasol. It's a can of can-do.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/today. ethos.com/today.
Are you turning 65 or helping a loved one navigate Medicare options? More than half of eligible Medicare beneficiaries are choosing Medicare Advantage. So what's the difference between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage when it comes to the coverage and costs? Karen Deutsch from United Healthcare is here to break down the basics.
Original Medicare, provided by the federal government, includes Part A for hospital care and Part B for doctor visits. But it doesn't cover things like dental, vision, or hearing. Medicare Advantage, also known as Part C, is offered by private insurers. It includes everything Original Medicare covers, plus extras like dental, vision, hearing, and often prescription drug coverage, all in one plan. Another big difference? Cost protection. Generally, Medicare Part B covers none of a person's health care costs, leaving them to cover the remaining 20% out of pocket. Medicare Advantage plans have an annual out of pocket limit, helping you manage expenses.
For more information, visit MedicareEducation.com.
Sponsored by United Healthcare.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave lifts your confidence. Your whiskers may fall, but today you can ascend to greatness. So lather up and dream big. Just don't forget to pick up that gallon of milk on your way home. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do. Can-do.
All right, amigos, welcome back. Anyway, looking at a piece in Politico, and the Trump team is pretty confident that the administration is going to prevail in court after federal judges blocked the White House's efforts to send troops to Oregon because they said the president's move lacked legal basis. But that's not what the administration believes. And I tend to find that they typically do well. Now, Will Chamberlain, he's with the Article 3 Project, and he quote from him, he says, to be frank, if somebody wants 20-to-1 odds that this temporary restraining order would survive Supreme Court review, I'd give it to them. And he says, that's how strongly I think this is doomed to be reversed. So I think that Trump is going to be all right. Why? And that's why. Because he can do this anyway with the invocation of the Insurrection Act of 1807. So I don't think he's in the wrong here. I think it's just like everything else. They give him a hard way to go, and he's going to have to jump through a couple of hoops, or at least wait until, you know, his lawyers jump through their hoops. That's sadly how it works out from time to time. Amigos, we continue the conversation straight ahead. We've got another hour to go. It's Friday night before we kick off the weekend. You know the phone number, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And I want to talk about the energy crisis in New Jersey, of all places. Things have, like, tripled in Jersey. You don't want that coming to your state. So make sure you keep it locked right here. We're going to discuss that. Plus, all of your calls, open phones across America. Don't go anywhere. I'm Rich Valdez.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199. $71.99.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump is not happy with China for placing restrictions on rare earth minerals, and he's planning to place Chinese imports with an additional 100% tariff. Wall Street suffering losses, as Seth Sutel reports.
The S&P 500 sank 2.7% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 878 points. It's about 1.9%. The Nasdaq Composite lost 3.6%. Stocks were slightly higher in the morning until Trump said he's considering a massive increase in tariffs on imports from China. Trump said he was responding to restrictions China put on exports of rare earths, which are key materials used in manufacturing.
The president of MIT says she cannot support proposals to adopt the president's priorities for funding benefits.
In a letter to Education Secretary Linda McMahon, Sally Kornbluth wrote, MIT disagrees with provisions of the proposal, including some that would limit free speech and the university's independence. MIT was one of nine schools who were presented with an agreement the White House billed as providing multiple positive benefits, including substantial and meaningful federal grants. It would require universities to make a wide range of commitments on topics from admissions and women's sports to free speech and student discipline. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A massive explosion destroyed a munitions plant in Tennessee this morning, and authorities say 18 people are missing and feared dead. The blast took place around 60 miles southwest of Nashville. Tens of thousands of Palestinians headed back to the heavily destroyed northern Gaza Strip as a brokered ceasefire went into effect today. The deal has raised hopes for ending the Israel-Hamas war, with the remaining hostages taken 2 years ago set to be released within days. National Guard troops patrolling in Memphis for the first time as part of the president's federal task force. Unclear how many members were on the ground. You'll find news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector's coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com.
President Trump announcing drug maker AstraZeneca has agreed to lower the cost of prescription drugs for Medicaid.
AstraZeneca, the largest pharmaceutical manufacturer in the United Kingdom, is committing to offer Americans major discounts on their vast catalog of prescription drugs, one of the great companies, by the way, and a most favored nation's pricing clause. So most favored nation is you're going to pay whatever the lowest price anywhere in the world is. That's what you're going to be paying.
Questions have been swirling for weeks over whether Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents might target the Chicago Marathon. The race, which happens Sunday, draws thousands of runners from around the world and is a major tourism draw for the Windy City. Reflecting the unease about this year's event, organizers sent an email to participants Wednesday that referred to an immigration Know Your Rights page on the website, and like spokeswoman through those said rumors that agents will be at the race are false. Breaking news at townhall.com. There's a serious risk of flash flooding in the southwestern part of the country through the weekend as a tropical storm heads inland from the Pacific.
Bands of rain left over from Tropical Storm Priscilla are forecast to drench much of Arizona, as well as parts of Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, Nevada, and Southern California. Some areas could see up to 4 inches of rain. That's a risk for drivers and people out hiking and camping in canyon country. Experts warn people to keep away from canyons and desert washes that can flood miles downstream from where it rains. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Federal regulators have opened yet another investigation into Tesla's so-called full self-driving technology after dozens of incidents in which the electric vehicle maker's cars ran red lights or drove on the wrong side of the road, sometimes crashing into other vehicles and endangering drivers as well. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Live from the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez. America's favorite late-night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? It's Rich Valdez back for another hour. We're 7 minutes past the top of the hour this Friday night, live and national. Looking forward to hearing from everybody all across America. You know the phone number, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And on this Friday night, I would love to say there's a ton of things going on, but there isn't a ton of things, right? It's all same news as it's been the last few days, except the big story. Nobel Peace Prize winner Maria Corina Machado from Venezuela, she's the opposition leader there, trying to oust Maduro, and she actually won a Nobel Peace Prize and has given it to El Jefe, El Presidente, Donaldus Magnus, El Trompito, the 45th and 47th president of these United States. She says that he has offered decisive support. And I believe that's accurate. She says, for freedom, I would argue that not only for freedom, but for peace. And the quote that came out on X was, I dedicate this prize to the suffering people of Venezuela and to President Trump for his decisive support of our cause, she wrote on Twitter. And good for her, right? Good for her, because the Nobel Peace Prize Committee, they fumbled, right? They didn't, despite the nominations from people all over the world, they ignored El Trompito de Aldous Magnus. And I think that's messed up, because what did they do towards peace? Not as much as him, right? And I don't mean her. I mean them, the committee themselves. Anyway, she went on to say right here, "We are on the threshold of victory, and today more than ever we count on President Trump, the people of the United States, the peoples of Latin America, and the democratic nations of the world as our principal allies to achieve freedom and democracy. I dedicate this prize to the suffering of people in Venezuela and to President Trump for his decisive support of our cause." That was the first part of that quote. And this is great, right? Now the article goes on to say Trump has coveted the prize. I don't think he's coveting the prize. I think he's simply pointing out the fact that he should win one. I agree with him. I don't know if he wants the prize. I don't think he's asking for the prize. I think he's just saying, if anybody's getting one, I should get one. And I'll join him in saying that. I think that's accurate. I mean, when you have somebody that has successfully brokered a bunch of ceasefires and ended several wars, I mean, what else do you need? Now, I guess in defense of the committee, they're basing this on 2024, and he himself mentions that he's running for president in 2024. So, you know, maybe in the 2025 edition of this award, I think we might see El Trompito on that list. So I'm not selling him out just yet. I think he's going to do a good job, but I'm very happy that Ms. Machado from Venezuela decided to dedicate this to President Trump, because I think that's it's nice, it's fair, it's cool, good for her. You know, I mean, I think that dedicating it to the people of her country, also very classy, it's the right thing to do. So good on all of them, honestly. And happy that that went that way, that, you know, she did the right thing. And let me see, there was something else I wanted to talk about. Now, of course, President Trump taking heat today. Why? China. Now, he's threatened a 100% tariff on China starting November 1st. The president said that export controls on critical software will also take effect on November 1st. This is a threat that he's making directly to China's President Xi. And this is a big deal, 100% tariffs on Chinese goods and export controls on critical software starting November 1st. It's a mouthful. I could barely say it. Just imagine what it's going to, the effect that it's going to have. Now, Trump accused Beijing of adopting aggressive export controls on nearly all of their products, referring to the Chinese regime's recent rule changes, saying that they're aimed at restricting shipments of rare earth elements. And in a Truth Social post earlier, he said that the United States will impose a tariff of 100% on China over and above any tariff that they are currently paying. Also, on November 1st, we will impose export controls on any and all critical software. So President Trump isn't trying to play games here, right? He's trying to be aggressive, trying to get straight to the point. I think you have to be that way, especially with adversaries like China. And Trump warned that tariffs could be implemented sooner, depending on Beijing's reaction. He also said China's export controls, which would affect all countries, appeared to be a strategy devised by Beijing some years ago. He's saying, quote, "It is impossible to believe that China would have taken such an action, but they have, and the rest is history." Good for you, El Trompito de Aldous Magnus. This is why I appreciate having President Trump on deck. He doesn't waste time once he sees that the path forward isn't going the way he expected. He figures out how to pivot very quickly. You need people like that, people that can figure things out, people that are good strategists, people that have a plan, people that have vision. That's what I'm talking about. Anyway, that's that. Now, I wanted to share a story with you. My brother came to visit me some hours ago, and an old friend who you've heard on this program, my buddy Ruben, he's Cuban, came from Havana, Cuba, to Key West, Florida, on a jet ski. 5-hour ride, ran out of gasoline. They brought some gasoline with them in a tire inner tube, and had to fill up, you know, in the middle of the ocean. There's an overnight trip, and they, you know, they rode through the darkness of night. He often said he didn't believe that they were going to make it because they couldn't see where they were going. But the driver of the jet ski had a Garmin global positioning system to go on that 90-mile ride. And it got them where they had to go. And I think it's, you know, these types of things, when you watch people like that, my brother was born in Bayamón, Puerto Rico. And Ruben was born in Cuba. And you look at the interaction between these guys. And one is, you know, my brother's very pro-Trump. Ruben, not pro-Trump at all. You know, rather anti-Trump. And watching them go at it is just so, so humorous to me. So I spent a couple hours earlier tonight watching that spectacle. And it made me think about how we're able to do it very respectfully, very comically in many ways. But there are people all over the country that are, you know, taking these types of disagreements over politics or ideology extraordinarily seriously, where it's like, I can't be your friend if you don't agree with me. I can't be friends with people that, you know, do this or do that. And I'm not talking about smoking crack or, you know, working as a prostitute. I'm saying simple things that we shouldn't be holding against people. I think, you know, really, and I hate to sound like Gandhi over here, but I think we oftentimes should celebrate the fact that we're not the same. Who wants to be in lockstep with anybody? To me, that sounds like a road to collectivism that I'm just not that interested in. But it doesn't change the fact that we still have to do what we do, right? Everybody's got to show up and do what they're expected to do. And irrespective of your politics or political differences, and I feel like we put too much emphasis on the differences and not enough on the fact that we're all just trying to make it in life, right? We're all trying to do our best. We're all trying to get ahead. We're all trying to make it happen, Captain. And I think that's what it's really all about, at least in my opinion. So anyway, I want to get your opinions. I see we have some calls from New York and from other places. I'll give you the number one more time, 833.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic. Wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf, these cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco, rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality?
At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Sunday, October 12th at 9:30 a.m. Eastern, only on NFL Network.
Paid for by term provider. Premiums will vary. Plans depend on age, location, and other factors. Visit BigBlue.com.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call term provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509 or visit BigBlue.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-555-1509.
I want to listen to you, Rich, all the time.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Day one as governor, I'm declaring a state of emergency on utility costs.
Democrat Mikey Sherrill in a helicopter and Republican Jack Cittarelli at a diner in recent ads focusing on New Jersey's rising utility costs.
Come on, what does the president have to do with rising property taxes and higher electricity bills?
Many tell us it's been difficult keeping up with electrical bills. The PSE&G says it increased by 17% in June. This customer also relies on solar.
We've already gone up at least 39%.
At least $100, this is ridiculous.
We're hard working and, it's just really not fair.
This couple says they had to cut back on food to stay cool.
The AC was running 24/7, and the house, we have high ceilings.
PSE&G says the hike driven by PGM's high capacity market prices. That organization operates the regional electric transmission grid. PSE&G says, quote, it's working with the state on long-term solutions, including the need for more power generation to meet increasing demand.
So that's just a little bit of what's going on in New Jersey, and I think it's just wild how much energy prices have gone up in New Jersey, and it seems pretty unique to New Jersey, and I think that's because the way it's done when people don't pay their bill, it kind of gets socialized, at least the interest part of it, really just wild stuff, and people end up paying through the nose. And I want to get to the bottom of this with our guest. Sam Romaine is with us, and we're going to talk about energy in New Jersey. He's the chairman of Americans for Energy Dominance, and he's with us now. Sam, welcome.
Yeah, hey, good evening, Rich. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for staying up late and having this discussion with us. And I find this whole thing remarkable. I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, but I live in New Jersey. I live in Bergen County, and I see my PSE&G bill go up and up and up, and I'm thinking, they're trying to push just every last person they can out of New Jersey. At least that's how it seems to me.
No, it's true. The utility bills in New Jersey are some of the highest rate hikes we've seen across the country, only behind D.C. itself and barely behind D.C. We're talking, on average 20%. And most people in New Jersey are actually blaming the utility company. A lot of people are blaming the governor himself. But at the end of the day, we know that this issue has become front and center of this campaign. And it's really going to come down to, in my opinion, whoever has the best solution here might actually take the win on the next governorship here. And when you listen to the debate, I'm not sure if you listen to that, this idea of putting a price freeze on and calling an emergency order, I don't even know if that's possible, and I'm not sure it's even a solution. There's a lot of problems to be had, but I don't know where you want to start on this, but we could go back to the very beginning.
Yeah, we can go there. I mean, to me, that sounds like a socialist price control, something that the government should never be able to do. But they do have to do something, right? Because things are kind of runaway spending or runaway rates on behalf of the energy companies and the way that they're dealing with that. And I think some of it has to do with the poor policy that the state has on, coming from the division of the rate council, which I think is just absurd. But what are your thoughts?
Yeah, so it is a policy thing. This is absolutely a policy thing. And this is what happens when you have, honestly, democratically controlled states and governorships for so long. And so let's rewind a little bit back. So under the Biden administration, you saw states and utility companies mandating this carbon-free initiative. Basically, the way utility companies work is they get a guaranteed return on equity. So basically, the more money they spend, the more profit they get to make, guaranteed, which means they get to pass that on to the ratepayer, you and I, right? And yeah. So when you have a top-down green mandate, the utility says, oh, no, please don't make me do this, and they go spend billions of dollars, which they get to put on to you to go build these massive solar farms, wind farms, you know, whatever it might be. And then so that doesn't help. That's kind of the start of the problem. And you still have in New Jersey a green 100% free carbon mandate by 2050. They're working on 50% by 2030. That's not gone away. That's one of the first things we need to get out of that mandate, get out of this RGGI policy, and start there. But the problem doesn't end there. What's happened from there is that we now have this AI boom happening across the country. And, you know, love it or hate it, AI data centers are coming to America. And in my opinion, we need them to compete with China. I'd rather have an American sentient AI versus a Chinese one, right? So we need to figure out how we coexist, how we power these data centers. But they've exacerbated this problem. But going back to the policy issue, there's a lot of really interesting things that have happened. And we're going to go back in time real quick if you got a minute here. So back in 2018, the state legislature actually passed, I don't like the name of it, but the Clean Energy Act. And basically what it did was it said all of these residential battery systems, which are great systems, by the way, all these residential battery systems that are already privately owned in the marketplace, already privately installed on people's homes, giving them power for backups and outages, hurricanes, you name it. We're going to network these batteries together, and so when the grid is experiencing this peak demand, we can discharge these batteries when they're not otherwise being used, do some peak shaving on the grid, compensate the asset owner, the battery owner, which would be you and me or your neighbor, and we're going to create this program. And just for reference, Texas has this program. Many other states have this program very successfully. This is in 2018 that this was mandated to get done. It never got done. And so we're 6 years later under a democratically controlled legislature, under a Democrat governor, and they can't even do their own green energy mandate. Now, I'm not kicking the program, but you'd think that the party of the green movement would actually get some of this stuff done, and they're not. And so we just can't bring on generation fast enough, given these mandates, given these AI data center issues, and the solutions that were bipartisanly agreed to, they're now dragging their feet. And bear with me real quick, Rich, is that there's one other thing.
Yeah.
Permitting in New Jersey, I'm not sure if you're too familiar, but it's not necessarily the easiest thing to get a permit, right? Just this last session, get this, there is a bipartisan bill that would actually move the state towards automated permitting, and the governor's sitting on it, not signing it, and is rumored that he might even veto it, which would take permits from 30, 60, 90 days to 24 hours, and we're just going to veto it in a time that we need to solve this energy problem. It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like Governor Murphy's working overtime to try and hand this election over to Jack Chitarelli, and I couldn't be happier about it. Amigos, we're on with our guest, and he is a pro, Sam Romaine. He knows exactly what's going on. I was going to say he knows where the bodies are buried, but kind of does when it comes to energy, right? Chairman of Americans for Energy Dominance. Check out their website, AmericansForEnergyDominance.com. And, Sam, when we come back, I want you to just give me a couple of quick points on this conversation. I'm sure by now you've heard it. It's a clip from New Jersey 101.5, Eric Scott, along with Brian Lipman from the Office of the Rate Council, just talking about how they structure the policy around late payments and non-payment and how that gets passed on to the ratepayers in a socialized manner. That really blew me away, and I think most people that hear it are just like, really? There's no way that's legal. But that's actually happening. So, amigos, you keep it locked right here. We're coming right back with Sam Romaine, Chairman of Americans for Energy Dominance, and me, Rich Valdez. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Back to school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Ready for a little magic and love? Of laughs, Shasta College Theater invites you into the enchanted forest for a Midsummer Night's Dream. Mischievous fairies, love-struck teens, and even a would-be actor turned into a donkey. Shakespeare's funniest comedy has it all.
Join us October 10th, 11th, 17th, and 18th at 7 p.m. with matinees October 12th and 19th at 2 p.m. Tickets are just $15 general, $10 seniors, and $5 for students.
A Midsummer Night's Dream at Shasta College.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132. 859132.
No hair, no care, and live on the air, it's Rich Valdez.
Didn't think that there was anything else in this issue that could shock me more than what you just said. Seriously.
The utility wants you to get that help because at the end of the day, the utility needs their bill to be paid. They don't care if you pay it, if the government pays it, if LIHEAP pays it. As I understand it, the individual ratepayer is not collecting interest on it. What the utility does is it says, I didn't get collect $10,000 this year, this month. So I have to carry that, and they put interest on that that then is socialized to all ratepayers. So, yes, they're getting interest, but it's not...
Wait. They socialize that to all ratepayers? So in other words, if there's individuals that can't pay their bill, they don't get a shutoff notice, but everybody else then pays the interest on their unpaid bill?
Oh, it's better than that. If they don't pay their bill, the utility still can put that into what's called an uncollectible fund. And then they get the uncollectibles from the ratepayers who are paying their bills. So this is another reason why we need to help our ratepayers, because the more ratepayers who can't pay their bill, the higher the rates will go up for everybody else.
Again, that is Brian Lipman, the Office of the Rate Council for the state of New Jersey, along with Eric Scott on New Jersey 101.5. And one listens to that, at least I listen to that, and I say, wow, that is obscene. How is that even legal? How is that happening? I don't have the answer to it, but Sam Romaine could weigh in on that. He's chairman of Americans for Energy Dominance. Sam, what say you?
Well, I don't know this specific issue in that much detail. What I can tell you is that this uncollectible accounts program, it's not completely unique to New Jersey. There is another state that does it. You're going to love it. It's California. They also do it, and what they do is basically they have a giant pot of money. I'm going to very oversimplify this, so bear with me, but all the money that can't get collected, they build it into the rate case, and that becomes a part of your next rate hike. Now, what's unique about New Jersey is that you have about $200 million, roughly, dollars, I think the number is, of uncollectible accounts. And you'd think that, you know, that California also does this. It's probably significantly larger than New Jersey, given the size of the state. It's actually not. California is only $300 million of uncollectible accounts. So you do have a, in my opinion, a large proportion of uncollectible accounts. It does kind of get rolled over. But, Rich, I mean, here's my thing about utility companies. They're not looking out for me and you and your listeners. They're not. Yeah. And so what I champion at Americans for Energy Dominance is actually just going off-grid. And in a lot of places, you can't legally do that, which blows a lot of people's minds. But why play this game of subsidizing other people's bills they can't pay? Why play this game where the corporate monopolies get to gouge you whenever they want? I'm a huge advocate of doing solar and battery and just kind of doing my own thing and doing my own self-generation. And just getting off of that cycle where you're always going to be down and out with the utility company. But yes, I mean, to your point of the subsidized system, it does exist. And not in all states. In states like Texas and Florida, they don't do that.
Yeah, thank God. Now, Sam Romaine, places like Texas that, you know, has had some, in recent years, some energy issues when they've had difficult weather. How does the situation differ there than, say, New Jersey?
Yeah, you know, Texas is an interesting state. Again, oversimplified in a general sense. So you kind of have three big grids in the United States. You have the East Coast, you got the West Coast, and then you got Texas, right? And they do things differently. They have a deregulated utility market, which is a beautiful thing because the free market gets to do free market things. And the other thing about Texas is that they have really, truly embraced an all-of-the-above energy solution. And so they have the lowest chance of blackouts, the lowest chance of brownouts. They have some of the most stable prices in the entire country, and they are being rewarded by massive inflow of advanced manufacturing companies, AI data centers, and of course they have the land to do this as well, but they don't have the energy crisis that we're seeing in other states because they just said, look, if it's an electron, we want it. Electrons don't have red, blue, green, purple, whatever. Power is power, and we know, given the course of history, that energy abundance is human abundance. And so it's not a matter of is oil better than nuclear? Is nuclear better than solar? They said use the right tool for the right job. Natural gas plants, nuclear, coal, those are all amazing baseload technologies. Even coal, there are some cool coal technologies. They're all great for baseload power. But you don't want to build baseload to maximize to reach the peak level. You have to have peaker plants and baseload plants. It's just how the entire thing works, right? And so they said, okay, let's build our baseload for what we know we're going to need, and let's use these intermittent power sources with some batteries so we can have dispatchable solar so we can cover our peak and then go back to the base. And Texas just did it right from the start. They didn't over-politicize it. They launched the programs. If you want to get a permit to go residential solar in Texas, you're not waiting 3 months like you are in New Jersey. You're waiting 24 hours in most cases. At worst, maybe 5 or 7. The other thing, remember that battery program I was telling you about? In 2018, New Jersey launches a battery program. Still not live to this day. Texas, they said, we want to do a battery program. Launched and successful in less than 9 months. And for every dollar that is being invested into their virtual power plant program, they're seeing $2 of return on it. So they launch a program in 9 months, and it's profitable because they just cut the red tape. They said, don't politicize this. Every electron, use the right tool for the right job. Just because I have a hammer, not everything's a nail. Let's get this done. And they're doing very well. They have more energy than any other state and the lowest chance of blackout. And they're ready for what's to come with AI and data centers, you name it.
So the small government free market approach wins again. Sam Romaine is the chairman of Americans for Energy Dominance, AmericansForEnergyDominance.com. Sam, let everybody know how they can follow you online.
I'm most active on X, definitely in the conservative media space. So it's Sam_Romaine, R-O-M-A-I-N. Based out of Florida, great state of Florida, travel around helping states figure out how to free market their grid and try and overcome some of these rising prices.
Outstanding. Well, keep up the good work. I appreciate you sticking around with us, staying up late and keeping us up to speed on what's going on with the energy crisis in Jersey and telling us how the grids work in Texas. Free markets, again, reign supreme. Sam Romaine, thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Good night.
And amigos, yes, good night to you. We continue with your thoughts, your calls, your reactions, and more. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
More fiber and laxatives, eh?
Who are you?
I'm future you.
Future me?
Constipation with belly pain still coming back? Our doctor figured it out. It's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. And Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Cold weather will be here before you know it. At the same time, power outages are on the rise. So here's an important question. If the power goes out when it's really cold, do you have a way to stay warm? If not, you've got to check out the Vesta off-grid space heater from My Patriot Supply. It's a compact, portable space heater that doesn't use electricity. It runs on something called canned heat, which is an indoor safe fuel. It's completely off-grid, and it can heat up a 200 square foot room in a matter of minutes. With a Vesta stashed in your closet, you can rest easy, knowing you and your family will stay warm, even if the power goes out. Plus, it doubles as a stove to boil water or cook food without electricity or propane. The best part is, you can get a Vesta and a bunch of other free gifts when you order the Winter Prep Special from My Patriot Supply. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com to see everything included. This offer won't last long, and neither will this nice fall weather, so go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
for Valdez. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
All right, amigos, welcome back. We continue, and guess what? It's Friday night, and the government is still shut down, just like it is every Saturday and every Sunday. Now, listen, I like you, I want to make sure people in federal law enforcement get paid and people in the military get paid, but I also know that the old saying, money is the mother's milk of politics. I think that's better said, government spending of your tax dollars is the mother's milk of the Democrat Party. And ultimately, while yes, some families get caught in the middle, I'm not saying they're not, and I'm not saying that they should, but ultimately, who you hurt the most with the government shutdown is the Democrats. I don't know if you've seen...
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome.
Rich, people are getting tight, but I think I got this Fed shutdown figured out. See, D.C. stands for don't care, and Washington is where they launder a ton of our money.
Oh, yeah.
So we just got to wait for the laundromat attendants to finish the spin cycle and dry and fold the money. Laundry. So what's the worry? It's Marvelous Moronica and the M&M boys of the could.
Listen, I think we learned that was true during the Doge Committee's work, where Elon Musk basically uncovered that we were just a big clearinghouse of money getting, you know, you can call it launder, you can just call it, you know, passing through hands. But sadly, we did too much of that. And now I think people are just really upset that things are coming to an end in some ways, right? I don't think it totally drains the swamp, but man, what a beating they've taken. And kudos to President Trump for pulling it off and everybody who worked with him on that. But I think that you're right. They are definitely the people in Washington. This is what they do, right? They are there to make sure that they're spending and spending and spending. It's the only business in the world. I don't know what you do for a living, Bob, but most people, they don't go ahead and say, well, last year we spent $1 million, so we've got to at least spend $1 million this year or we won't get that again in our budget. Now, some businesses are like that, but by and large, I think most businesses operate by an actual bottom line. You know, last year might have been a good year, maybe might have been a crappy year, and maybe you're headed into a really big year. You have to deal with reality, with the actual numbers that you have, not just this figment of one's imagination. And I think this is what Washington does, and that's why we're in the shape we're in. We don't pay attention to reality. We just inflate things and say, sure, let's go with that inflated number. So, yeah, very poignant point, but I appreciate the call. And before I move on to any other calls, I just want to say, this is Hakeem Jeffries, right? Now he's saying that Republicans are praying. And I don't mean like to the Lord. He's talking about like predators, P-R-E-Y, that Republicans are preying on the American people. And that this is his attempt to save health care. Listen to this.
Unfortunately, what we're dealing with right now in the United States Congress is a group of people who we sometimes say they go to church and they pray on Sunday. But then they come to Washington, D.C. and they pray, P-R-E-Y, on the American people for the rest of the week. Pray on the poor, pray on the sick, pray on the afflicted. But we believe in an America of the people, by the people, and for the people, which is why we're standing up for the health care of the American people.
Let me tell you, you know you're in bad shape when we're talking about a government shutdown that Republicans have made very clear is because they're trying to undo a provision in the Big Beautiful Bill that said that they would not fund programs that included illegal aliens. This is a big sticking point for that bill, and that's currently in their wish list for the continuing resolution, the CR, which Republicans contend is clean, and they say is not, because that provision isn't there. And it's remarkable how now he's flipping this around, saying that Democrats are standing up for Americans and their health care, while Republicans are predatory. And I don't even think this argument makes sense, right? I think most people that see this realize Congress isn't doing anything to help anyone. They're just trying to reopen the government if they can, and if they can undo what they did, Democrats at least, if they can undo what the Republicans did, and really it's bipartisan, I think, what was done in the Big Beautiful Bill. And that is remarkable, right? It really is remarkable that they're doing it. But it's not the first time we've seen them do these things, where they say one thing, they do another, and they do it right in your face. I think we saw that with the January 6th committee, right? They were making it seem like, we're going to get to the bottom of this. We're going to do this. We're going to give the benefit of the doubt. None of that happened, right? The whole thing, literally, that was like a witch hunt, an actual, like, fake phony fraud type of trial. It was just amazing to see, you know. They picked all the people, and yeah, we got Republicans. We got Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. Great. What a time to be alive. Really, what a time to be alive. Anyway, I'm going to take a pause right here. We're going to come back and to the rest of your calls. We've got our friends from Vermont, our friends from Chicago, Illinois. 833-482-5337 is the phone number. Of course, if you missed any of the interviews we've done this evening or even this week, I always like to encourage everybody to go check out the website, richvaldez.com. That's Valdez with an S at the end, richvaldez.com. You can listen to today's episode in, you know, about an hour after we finish broadcasting. You also have all the other episodes that we aired through the week. You can stream them right from the website, or you can download them right to your podcast app, stream them from there, from Spotify or Apple Music or however you listen to podcasts. And I encourage you to, you know, A, share with some people that may appreciate the perspective, but B, many of you have left a 5-star review, and I want to thank you for that, because those 5-star reviews, they go a long way. And I really do appreciate it. So thank you for everyone who's listening, for your support of the podcast version of this show, as well as for your reviews and your ratings and kind words. Much, much appreciated. RichValdez.com is the website. And, of course, our phone number, coming straight back, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Are you turning 65 or helping a loved one navigate Medicare options? More than half of eligible Medicare beneficiaries are choosing Medicare Advantage. So what's the difference between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage when it comes to the coverage and costs? Karen Deutsch from United Healthcare is here to break down the basics.
Original Medicare, provided by the federal government, includes Part A for hospital care and Part B for doctor visits. But it doesn't cover things like dental, vision, or hearing. Medicare Advantage, also known as Part C, is offered by private insurers. It includes everything Original Medicare covers, plus extras like dental, vision, hearing, and often prescription drug coverage, all in one plan. Another big difference? Cost protection. Generally, Medicare Part B covers 80% of a person's healthcare costs, leaving them to cover the remaining 20% out of pocket. Medicare Advantage plans have an annual out-of-pocket limit, helping you manage expenses.
For more information, visit MedicareEducation.com.
Sponsored by United Healthcare.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
The NFL International Games march on in London. So wake up and watch NFL Network, because here, our stars come out in the morning. Bo Nix leads the Broncos into Tampa, looking for a win.
Touchdown, Denver!
But Sauce Gardner and the Jets have intentions of their own.
One-handed catch!
It's Sunday morning football. Snooze off, game on.
Denver's got it! Yes, sir!
Broncos, Jets, Sunday, October 12th at 9:30 a.m. Eastern, only on NFL Network.
Some big news. Just before Charlie Kirk died, he issued a stark warning of terrifying dangers and threats ahead for those who stand for truth. Charlie wrote this in his last published work, the foreword for the new book, Pagan Threat. Authored by Pastor Lucas Miles, Charlie said that Pagan Threat could save America. Charlie said you must read, internalize, and share this book. It has the plan to stop the wokeism infecting America. Already a number one Amazon bestseller, Pagan Threat is available wherever books are sold. Get Pagan Threat free with Newsmax's special offer and save $30. For offer details, go online now to PaganThreat.com. That's PaganThreat.com. Millions are tuning into Newsmax on all major cable systems. They're downloading our free Newsmax app on their smartphones. And they're getting Pagan Threat to see Charlie Kirk's final words. Go today to PaganThreat.com. That's PaganThreat.com. Newsmax sponsored this message.
All right, amigos, welcome back. To the phones we go. I want to go to Art calling us from Illinois on 890 WLS. Art, go right ahead.
Thank you, Rich, for taking my phone call. And, but, you know, some so-called conservatives or America First, they got bent out of shape, but Trump helped a little bit to Israel. But America is so much entangled with NATO, and it can really lead to World War III with Russia. I think we need to stop at NATO entanglement, disband NATO in exchange for Russia ending the war in Ukraine before it really gets out of, you know, it creates like World War III with nuclear attack and all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, because I think that was President Trump's initial thought, right? I think he became president. He went down there and he was like, "Hey, you guys aren't paying your fair share. We're going to pull out of this. We don't need to be messing with you people. We don't need your security. We could protect ourselves. It's Russia you're afraid of, you know." And they kind of looked at him like he was crazy, and then he eventually got them to pay up a little more money. And you know, it's all about that meeting in the middle. And I think they finally met in the middle. But I agree with you in so much as, you know, we are involved in many things, and we have to, in my opinion, be involved in many things, because the moment you're not involved in many things, other people are involved in many things, and that kind of alienates you. It kind of puts you in a position where, you're so America First, or you're so isolationist, if you will, that everything else is going on under your nose. So I think the approach Trump has right now is, we're all America First, absolutely. However, we're going to make sure we're getting to peace on this level and on that level and in this conflict and in that conflict. And my hope is that we'll get to the point where we have enough leverage to really kind of put this this conflict between Russia and Ukraine to bed. I agree with you. It is a powder keg over there. They're going back and forth, killing each other, and we don't need to be there, right? Nobody needs another fight on their hands. But at the same time, who would we be if we weren't there, right? And if we were just saying, "Hey, good luck, NATO. Take care." I don't know if now's the right time to do that. Art, thanks for the call, brother. I appreciate it. Tony in Montreal, shout out to you guys. Paul, everybody else online, sorry about that. Hasta la próxima. Take care. Good night. God bless you, America. I'm Rich Valdez.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. The Senate's top Republican, John Thune, holds Democrats responsible for the 10-day shutdown.
Families around the country are already seeing the impacts, and it's about to get a whole lot worse. Because we just needed five more Democrat votes that the Democrats wouldn't give us yesterday, the American people are going to miss a lot more and feel a lot more pain and miss a lot more paychecks.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries argues that Republicans are the ones responsible.
The American people are sick and tired of the chaos, crisis, and confusion that has been visited upon the country by Donald Trump and Republican complete control of Congress.
Mass firings of federal workers have begun. President Trump and his top officials have warned that they would use the government shutdown to make more job cuts. The president is escalating his tariff war with China, saying he's placing an additional 100% tax on Chinese imports starting on November 1st or even sooner. At least 18 people are missing and now feared dead after an explosion at a Tennessee military munitions plant. The huge blast about 60 miles southwest of Nashville was felt miles away. Tens of thousands of Palestinians headed back to the heavily destroyed northern Gaza Strip as a brokered ceasefire went into effect today. The deal has raised hopes for ending the national, or rather the Israel-Hamas war, with all of the remaining hostages taken 2 years ago set to be released within days. National Guard troops patrolling in Memphis for the first time as part of the president's federal task force. The president planning to deploy the Guard to several cities. And the closing bell on Wall Street, the S&P 500 sank more than 2.5%. The NASDAQ down more than 800 points. The Dow down nearly 2%. More at townhall.com.
You know, it was 2 years ago the terrorists murdered more than 1,200 innocent Israelis and took 250 hostages. And today it seems as if the cries of the dead and dying have been drowned out by shouts of anti-Semitism, and the most brutal attack on Jewish people since the Holocaust has been forgotten by many. Yet, as the world looks away, there is a light that shines in the darkness. United in faith, Christians in America will boldly stand with Israel this month by participating in a growing movement known as Flags of Fellowship. Flags of Fellowship unites churches across America, planting over 1 million Israeli flags across our land. Together, we will combat hate and the scourge of anti-Semitism, one flag at a time. And through our prayers, we can save lives, bring hope, and be a part of seeing a brighter future unfold. This October, please join us by donating your flag. Show the world Israel is not alone. To get more information about how you can join Flags of Fellowship and its movement, go to ifcj.org. That's ifcj.org.
President Trump isn't calling off a meeting with China's president just yet. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
In a Friday social media post, the president said there didn't seem to be a reason to meet with President Xi Jinping after China announced new trade restrictions on rare earth elements. But later he told reporters that he's going to be there regardless. The two leaders have a planned meeting on an upcoming trip to South Korea. Still, the president is unhappy with his counterpart, and he plans to slap an additional 100% tariff on Chinese imports. Greg Clodston, Washington.
Britain's antitrust watchdog is labeling Google a strategic player in the online search advertising market, paving the way for regulators to force the company to change its business practices to ensure more competition in that market. The Competition and Markets Authority said Friday that its investigation found that Google had a strategic market status. This is at morenews at townhall.com. Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado is the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize.
Maria Corina Machado is described by the Nobel Committee as a woman who keeps the flame of democracy burning in Venezuela amid a growing darkness.
This is a movement. This is an achievement of a whole society. I am just, one person. I certainly do not deserve this.
President Trump had been jockeying to win the Peace Prize.
Perhaps they'll find a reason not to give it to me. Perhaps they will.
The White House says the Nobel Committee proved they place politics over peace. I'm Ed Donahue.
Statistically, attending worship is extremely safe, but some recent high-profile attacks are causing new worries. The violence has led to intensified anxiety and outright fear among clergy and worshipers worldwide. Just in the past few weeks, there have been attacks on 3 houses of worship. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
Sea monsters have taken over Turtle Bay Museum from the American Museum of Natural History and circulated by the Smithsonian. Sea Monsters Unearthed explores how fossils contribute to our global understanding of the planet's past, featuring large-scale skeletons and interactive displays for all ages, offering a new perspective on the ancient world. Sea Monsters Unearthed at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading, now through January 11th. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This fall, join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our exciting $60,000 Wicked Winning Swipe to Win draw. Weekly drawings every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. through October 30th. Offering you the chance to win up to $250 in free slot play. And don't forget about our final drawing October 30th, where you could win up to $2,500 in cash prizes. For all details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor, call 530-238-2383.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
And the Democrats, that includes the news media, even when they talk about it, they don't talk about President Trump being the good guy in the story, being responsible for this historic breakthrough. We had Barack Hussein Obama. He was mentored by a communist by the name of Frank Marshall Davis when he was growing up. And then he surrounded himself with communists when he got to the White House, from Van Jones to the CIA director, John Penitentiary Face Brennan, who voted for the Communist Party candidate for president, Gus Hall. And let's see, then we found out James Comey had been a communist, too. He bragged about it in an interview with New York Magazine. But that's all fine when you're a Democrat, not a thing. Now, Barack Obama, he has not been banned from Twitter, from X, has not been banned, never has been banned. President Trump was, because the fascists are against free speech. They don't like free speech. They're against the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. Let's face it, the Bill of Rights to them is an a la carte menu that they'll carve up with swords given to them by Al-Qaeda and Hezbollah and ISIS. But never mind that. President Barack Obama, going on and on, as he so often does, in his ridiculous tweet yesterday, after 2 years of unimaginable loss and suffering for Israeli families and the people of Gaza who started this savage war, we should all be encouraged and relieved that an end to the conflict is within sight, that those hostages still being held, you know, the ones that are still alive that they haven't murdered and held onto their bodies, will be reunited with their families, and that vital aid can start reaching those inside Gaza. It's been reaching them the whole time. The entire time the aid has been uninterrupted, except the terrorists interrupting it here and there so they could steal everything using AK-47s. And they're wearing masks, but it turns out Governor Gavin Newsom in California is okay with Hamas wearing masks. He's okay with Antifa wearing masks. He's okay with Democrat rioters everywhere wearing masks, just not law enforcement, who now are having bounties placed on their heads by gangs of illegal aliens that the Democrats brought into the country. But Barack Obama continues, and that vital aid can start reaching those inside Gaza whose lives have been shattered. They've been shattered because of Hamas. More than that, though, you notice anything missing here? Because Barack Obama's going on and on. It now falls on Israelis, sure, and Palestinians. Israelis and Palestinians, with the support of the U.S., And any mention of Donald Trump here, and the entire world community. There is no world community, idiot. To begin, they're the good guys and the bad guys. You're one of the bad guys, Barack Obama. To begin the hard task of rebuilding Gaza. President Trump knows a thing or two about building. Not a Democrat in the world knows how to put a brick on top of another brick, apparently. And to commit to a process that, by recognizing the common humanity, you're going to have to show that to me, Brock. And basic rights of both peoples, they're peoples. That is one people, two people. And the plural is peoples. They like peoples, just like that. It's like Sesame Street. Can achieve a lasting peace. Well, only if the troglodytes stop murdering and release the hostages, including the ones they've already raped and murdered. But never mind that. Man. And I got to tell you, The no mention of President Trump in there is perfectly typical of the news media and the left, because it's a great big circle fest in a hot tub. Wah, wah, wah. Isn't it amazing? Yes, sir. Yes. Who is it? Jackie Che on Twitter. A woman, Jackie Che. She wrote, "Feels weird for an American president to celebrate a peace deal that another American president helped negotiate without mentioning him at all." Didn't mention Trump at all. His name didn't come up because the Democrat Party, the mayor of Chicago is talking about how the Republicans want a rematch of the Civil War. It seems to me that the Democrats are the ones shooting everybody and throwing violent mobs into the streets to attack in an insurrectionist way federal law enforcement, rebelling against the established government, which is what an insurrection is. But But never mind that. So we have that going. And this morning we woke up to discover, and I was all ready for it, 5 a.m. Eastern Time, the Nobel people announced the winner of the Nobel Prize, and it is the late Che Guevara. The late Che Guevara wins the Nobel Peace Prize this year. And I just made that up. They didn't really give it to the late Che Guevara, but they did give it to some woman in Venezuela named Maria Corina Machado. And everybody knows her. We've all been eagerly awaiting the news that she had won the Nobel Peace Prize, except nobody knows who the hell she is. Nobel Peace Prize goes to Maria Corina Machado, despite calls for Trump to win, is the Fox News headline. And from, who is this, the Wall Street Journal. Nobel Peace Prize awarded to Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado. She's done such amazing work that I've never heard of her. Maybe I've seen her name mentioned in passing in an article a year ago or something, but that's about it. The accolade is awarded for her work promoting democracy and fighting dictatorship in the country of Venezuela. The Democrats are trying to wave every Venezuelan gang member into the United States so they can be marauding around your kids' schools because, you know, they're Democrats and they're on the side of anarchy and violence. But that's it. So the Venezuelan opposition leader, Maria Corina Machado, was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for her decades-long crusade, not doing a very good job, to promote democracy and fight dictatorship in the country. That country is Venezuela, of course. And that's as exciting as it gets with the Nobel Peace Prize. I predicted yesterday that President Trump would not receive the Nobel Peace Prize, not this year. And the Nobel Peace Prize is increasingly a left-wing political joke, along with so many other, you know, kind of like the Emmy Award for best comedian on television. That's a tough one, isn't it? That's tougher than the Nobel Peace Prize. So you got that going. And the Democrat, the crooked New York State Attorney General, Letitia James, having been criminally charged. And the media, I got to tell you, I watched a lot. I was flipping around last night, MSDNC, CNN, and they were just railing on and on and on about how this should have been a good news day for President Trump with the peace deal in the Middle East. But instead, he made it all about Letitia James. Well, actually, he didn't, but a grand jury did decide to charge, in Virginia, decide to charge Letitia James with lying on federal forms and on, you know, to get low interest rates for a property she bought in Virginia that was apparently a rental, or is apparently a rental property. And she claimed that that was her primary residence so that she could pay lower taxes, and that she could, it's a tax fraud, so that she could get lower interest rates. And it turns out Democrats do that all over the place. They love doing that. And all of them are like, who was it on, what, on MSDNC last night? On CNN, one of the anchors saying, everybody does that. Everybody claims they live in another state to get better interest rates and to get, it's just amazing stuff, these Democrats. They think everybody's a criminal just like they are, that everybody's got bloodlust in their heart just like them, like the man running for attorney general in the Commonwealth of Virginia put two bullets in the head. Let Hitler live, let Pol Pot live, but shoot the Republican in the head twice. And that's no big deal in the news, in the news media. Have you noticed this? They're not, that was a non-story, kind of like Congressman Steve Scalise being shot in that baseball field. One day story. But we got that going for us. Aren't they amazing? Yes, yes, sir. I am telling you. The Letitia James, let you hear this stuff, and she's the victim in all of this. Never mind the fact, and it's, oh, this is an abuse of power. This is revenge. And then who we have, the Democrat leader in the House of Representatives, Hakeem the Jihadi Jeffries. Yeah, so he's saying, oh, yeah, you guys think you're getting away with something? Next time we take over, we're going to target all you guys. It's like, see, what goes around comes around. And what they miss is what goes around comes around. This is the comes around part, because you guys, over the last 4 years, the Democrats targeted dozens and dozens of Republicans for arrest, putting them in leg shackles and saying, hey, give me a call, I'll come down visit you. And I live a couple blocks from the FBI, and I can come down and visit you anytime. Instead, they ambushed him at an airport, put him in leg shackles, right? Because Peter Navarro was such a dangerous criminal, they checked him out, discovered he had never owned a firearm in his life. And he said, listen, if you need to talk, I'm within walking distance of FBI headquarters. I can just walk over anytime. Give me a call. They said, okay. And then instead they hacked all of his computers, started tracking him, and arrested him using handcuffs and leg shackles at the Reagan airport when he was just going off. They knew that he was leaving, and then they ambushed him because they're fascists, you see. And dozens, scores and scores of Republicans close to President Trump were arrested. And then there are all these public reports about how the Democrats had committed crimes, like the chief law enforcement officer in the state of New York who targeted President Trump for political reasons. And then when she's arrested for committing various forms of fraud, then, oh yeah, we'll get revenge on you. They are the third world. They are the third world. They're tree dwellers. They're cliff dwellers. Really close to being pit and cave dwellers. They're the left. They're quite amazing. Yes, they are. So we've got that, but she's got, she's been charged. She is the bad guy, but they're promising revenge because they're not liberals. They're the left. It's just bank fraud and false statements to a financial institution, lying to them about her primary residence and, you know, their tax issues. There's the lie to the bank. And this is the lady that prosecuted, for purely political reasons, President Trump, remember, lying about the value of Mar-a-Lago and saying it was worth as much as a Toyota Celica, when really the estate is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And the judge said it was worth maybe $19 million, which is what you pay for a parking space at Mar-a-Lago. But never mind that. Aren't they amazing? We've got Virginia politics, an update on the Super Bowl halftime show. People fleeing New York City already, just ask the real estate agents in Westchester County. New Jersey, they've got a big race going on there, too. And on, the Democrat madness. So President Trump, peace in the Middle East. Democrats promising to get revenge because they're like communists in Venezuela. Should give the Nobel Peace Prize to, maybe you should give it to the American version of Maria Corina Machado. We're at 888-630-9625.
Financial frauds are not victimless crimes.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FUEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FUEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FUEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Oh no,
stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you? Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Hey, I am Brant, and her name is Sherry, and she's a friend and a colleague of mine, and we were just praying for her, actually, because she had a major surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is
MediShare.
That's right,
of course.
Yeah.
So what was your experience like with MediShare and your health care bills?
You know what? It was seamless, and that's such a blessing when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems, and let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in and it's just what you need, it's so refreshing.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling people. People love MediShare and saving tons of money. The typical family, I'm fond of saying, can save $500 a month.
I am so thankful for MediShare. It's so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way, Brant.
It is a good different. Call right now. They're so easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number, 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
If you're a woman, talk to your doctor by age 25 about your risk of getting breast cancer. More women under 40 are getting breast cancer, and these cancers are often more deadly. The American College of Radiology recommends you ask your doctor if you should get a mammogram before age 40, need other tests like an MRI with your yearly mammogram, or if at high risk should be checked more than once a year. For more information, visit mammographysaveslives.org.
Furnished by American College of Radiology.
We've got trade wars, rising costs, global chaos, and a skyrocketing national debt. It's no wonder gold keeps hitting record highs. With everything going on in the world, thousands of hardworking Americans are looking to help diversify their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated gold company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you could get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver if you qualify. Find out how you can diversify your savings, tax and penalty-free today. Call 855-969-GOLD. That's 855-969-GOLD.
Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
All right, we can go to the telephones. It's Friday here in Washington, D.C. What day is it where you live? On a lot of whack-a-doodle stories for you today. Let us go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Rick, calling from Wilmington, North Carolina. Ricardo, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning. I heard that Maria Machado won the Nobel Peace Prize, uh-huh. And the lefties were going, "Aha, Trump didn't win." And I said, "Well, who is this lady?" So I just got a Wikipedia page up and said that she was the opposition leader in Venezuela. And I was thinking, well, in opposition to what? So opposition to Maduro would be against the commie, right? So then I was thinking opposition, that's kind of vague. So I went to the party that she started, Vente Venezuela, which I guess means still Venezuela. And the party says on that Wikipedia page that she's right wing. So she's a conservative right wing opposition leader in Venezuela. So it's actually a victory for the conservatives that she won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Well, that's true enough, but in the context of Venezuela, they call her a right-wing as an insult, a right-winger as an insult, of course. They say a Venezuelan opposition leader, Maria Corina Machado, is widely considered a right-wing or center-right politician, often described as a classical liberal or conservative. Her political positions and affiliations align with these labels, they say. But listen to this. Machado is a strong advocate for privatizing state-run industries, including the national oil company, PDVSA. Now, the thing is, Hugo Chavez nationalized the communist that he was, and the New York Times called him socialist, and they liked him, and they want to give him a back massage. And they, just starting in, what, about 2006, 2007, in Venezuela, stealing all of the oil industries that had built infrastructure in Venezuela, they nationalized it all like the communists that they are. Fascists would have let the oil companies operate and grow the economy and create jobs and stuff. But I got to, you know, Rick, the bar is set so low, she wants to, bring back popular capitalism. I just, I know what you're saying, Rick, but I think we're setting the bar pretty low because it's Venezuela, right?
Anything, well, it's not really far right, but anything next to a commie is, to the right.
That's exactly right. She should run for mayor of New York.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Get ready for a festive evening at Oktoberfest 2025. Hosted by the Reading Exchange Club, Saturday, October 11th. Gates open 6 p.m. till 11 p.m. at Reading's historic Tiger Field Baseball Park. The Exchange Club is proud to host their second annual Reading Oktoberfest. Saturday, October 11th from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the famous Reading Historic Tiger Field Baseball Park. This event is bigger and better than ever, featuring local craft beer, delicious food trucks, live music, and classic Oktoberfest games like Steinhold holding contests, axe throwing, beer pong, cornhole tournaments, and much more. This event benefits the Reading Colt 45s and other organizations, including the Shasta County Peace Officer of the Year Awards and Special Olympics support. Join the fun and celebrate the beginning of fall at the second annual Reading Exchange Club Oktoberfest. On Saturday, October 11th, whether you're a beer enthusiast or simply looking for a great night out, this Oktoberfest celebration offers a great adult night of fun. Order tickets online. ReadingOktoberfest.eventbrite.com.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies
and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Fall fun is brewing in Reading. Join us for Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay's Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp, happening Saturday, October 11th from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy craft beer or root beer, tasty food, live music, live animal encounters, artisan booths, and more at this all-ages, family-friendly event. Children 3 and under get in for free. All proceeds benefit Turtle Bay. Oktoberfest is presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. Saturday, October 11th. Tickets are on sale now at turtlebay.org.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic. Wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf, these cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco, rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Show. You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Question, right?
Exactly. Yes and no questions or yes and no questions. I don't understand why commentators let people like that get away with talking in circles. Like
sure you do.
Never answered. Yeah. Well, I do, but, you know, it's sad that that has to happen that way. But what did you watch the debate? Because I thought Winston Sears was fantastic.
I've got to say, I didn't see the whole thing. I saw portions of it, and then I saw news media coverage of it. And I actually, as I said, was watching CNN and MS-13 last night. And they're, of course, racists that they are. They're attacking Winsome Sears, a woman of color, an immigrant to the United States. And naturally, they go with the white woman with her Ivy League, blah, blah, blah. And they love liars. The news media, of course, they love liars. I mean, they're liars themselves. So it's a birds of a feather thing, isn't it, Marco? Marco.
One more thing, though.
Tu Italiano, you're Italian.
Yeah, and I'm proud of my Italian heritage. But you know what? I don't put that in front of being American. I can do dual citizenship. I choose not to. I've said it before, and you've heard me say it. I'm proud to be an American of Italian origin, but I am an American. So this dual citizenship stuff for me, it's off the wall. One more thing about Spanberger and her commercials. She talks about Winston Sears and how she will lower taxes and vote in line with Donald Trump. And I was like, well, that's about as good a commercial for Winston Sears as I could possibly think of. So, you know, the Democrats, I'm sorry. It's just missing upstairs. It really is.
It really is. They're a loony bin. And Marco, also a career in the United States Army, the American Army.
Correct. Yes, the American Army, exactly. Hey, I've got an Italian flag that I'm going to fly, and I've got a T-shirt that says Make America Italian Again. I might wear it on Monday just for the heck of it.
Columbus Day. The great Christopher Columbus. They vilified and demonized. They're angry with history, anything American. They're against. And, you know, honestly, it's whatever it is, I'm against it. Played it yesterday, Groucho Marx. And they're just not on our side, are they, Marco?
No, they're not. But, you know, they want to demonize Columbus. But what about Balboa, Cortez, Magellan? I mean, all those explorers were pretty ruthless in their conquests. I mean, that's called history. Like it or not, it's history.
Well, and you know, maybe they were bent out of shape because when they got here, they discovered that the Native Americans had an active slave trade going all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And it really stressed out the Italians, you know. And, of course, you know, Marco, you know Italian history. And so the word slave, where the word slave comes from, right, is from the Roman Empire. Mm-hmm. The Roman Empire mm-hmm. using the Slavic people as forced labor and enslaving the Eastern Europeans primarily, going across the sea, and the Romans gathering up European slaves from the Slavic lands, and that is the origin of the word slave.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not where it started or anything. You know, the Nubian people and their slavery of the enslaving the Jews thousands of years ago, and the Jews escaping to Israel, and now the Democrats apparently want them back in slavery in Nubia.
You know, one funny thing I've been reading that book, The Enemy Within, and there's a thing in there about the Wasserman test. Are you familiar with that?
The Wasserman
test. We're all
in
the same Wasserman test. Back in, you know, Marianne and I got married back in 75, and we had to take a Wasserman test. And that was a test to determine. And the only reason why it rings the bell is like Debbie Wasserman Schnitz.
Yes.
That was their name, I guess, before she got married. Well, a Wasserman test was a test given to people who were planning to get married to make sure they didn't have syphilis. Because syphilis was a real problem back in the 60s and 70s. So the Wasserman test, and now the Wasserman test is applied to politics as far as I'm concerned. Because obviously, syphilis doesn't affect the brain, and, it's an interesting thing. Look it up, Wasserman test.
You think maybe Debbie Wasserman Schultz Schnitz had something to do with that. And today it's monkeypox. The Democrats are spreading monkeypox far and wide because, you know, of their behavioral patterns, I think, is the generous thing to say.
Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, this shutdown, I'm sorry, America, wake up. It's a Schumer shutdown. The Democrats could easily end it. The only thing we need to do is come back to some common sense, stop giving freebies to people who shouldn't be here, and we won't have a problem. with the economy. We won't have a problem with employment. We won't have a problem with crime. But, you know, I'm the son of immigrants that came over here legally. They were discriminated against, never had a grudge, did okay, learned the language because that was priority number one. Mm-hmm. You don't speak the language, you don't get ahead in this country. Now we have to compromise. It's insane.
Well, and that reminds me that Barack Obama admonished us all to learn to speak Spanish because they had a plan to open up our southern border and flood the country with tens of millions of illegal alien gang members, human traffickers, drug traffickers. You know, their hero, Abrego Garcia, Kilmore Abrego Garcia, he's a human trafficker, a wife beater, a baby mama beater, and a hero of the Democrat Party. Aren't they amazing? And since you brought it up, and it's important, I'm glad you brought it up. Last night, funding bills, plural, to end government shutdown fail in Senate vote for seventh time. And it failed for a seventh time, as it did for the first six times, 100% because the Democrat Party opposed it, voted against it. They want the government shutdown because they know that NBC and ABC and the Washington Post are going to lie for them and blame the Republicans for the Democrat Party's government shutdown, the Schumer shutdown. And that's what propaganda dominance is about, information dominance is about. The left has secured information dominance in the media and on late-night TV and on weekend TV and George Stephanopoulos, Chunk Todd, the list goes on and on. But funding bill to end government shutdown fails in Senate vote for seventh time. And Marco, every one of those seven votes were the Democrats voted against opening the government, first against keeping the government open, then the shutdown came because the Democrats and the way they voted, and now they continue to vote against opening the government, and soon, I guess, next week, we're going to see military not getting paychecks and other government employees not getting paychecks. The Democrats shut down the government. The Democrats are playing this for political reasons and fiscal reasons, of course. And they want $1 trillion or $1.5 trillion to bail out Obamacare again because, as the Washington Post said, turns out the Affordable Care Act was never affordable.
Yep. And how many times were we warned about that when the charlatan who ran for president? That's another thing I want to talk about. I thought he and Big Mike were going to go back to Chicago and make sure that those people didn't go back to their lives as normal. I thought they were going to save those people. It's like the only thing they're saving is their billions of dollars that they made by fooling the American public. That guy was a joke, a charlatan, and they still love him. So you know what, people? You got what you deserved. Unfortunately, all of us wind up suffering, just like in New York with Mad Danny. It's like, you want a communist as your mayor? Just wait, okay? Yep. You think he's going to make things better? I mean, granted, his competition isn't anything to talk about, but nonetheless, you want a commie instead? It's pretty insane. So, sorry, people in New York and Connecticut and the whole Northeast, wake up.
Yep, wake up. Always a good idea to wake up, I think.
Go ahead.
The Senate voted again against the Republican resolution to reopen the government, to end the government shutdown. The seventh time that the Senate voted on the measure, as lawmakers remain far apart on negotiations because the Democrats have a gun to everybody's head with the hammer pulled back, and they want $1 trillion to just do something that they did 13 times, these continuing resolutions, during the 4 years of the Biden administration, and Biden had no idea what was going on, and Biden didn't bring peace to the Middle East, and Biden didn't deserve the Nobel Peace Prize, and Biden was president when the war broke out, when Russia invaded Ukraine. Of course, Russia invaded Crimea in southern Ukraine when Barack Obama was in the White House, then invaded the rest of Ukraine when Joe Biden was in the White House. President Trump now has to, and he's already talking about it, yesterday after cobbling together the the peace deal with the troglodytes from hell, known as Hamas. Now he's already talking about turning his attentions to, and there are a number of steps yet to be accomplished with the troglodytes of Hamas and so on. But now he's already talking about turning his attentions to Ukraine and Russia, and Joe Biden is still choosing his favorite ice cream.
Yeah. Well, you know, I thought that the Putin was invading Korea. Isn't that what I've seen Maxine said? Just want to talk about stupid and somebody that should be out of office, but she keeps getting reelected. Was she 84 or whatever? Pelosi, 88. Bernie, the commie, 80, whatever. Eleanor Holmes Norton. It's like, why don't you people give it up? I mean, do you love money and power that much that you can't? I mean, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing that people actually vote for people like that.
Yes, it is.
Informed, you know, get informed, because you know what? Your country and your fellow American is depending on that. But, you know, people are too busy, you know, doing whatever they do. So, and a sad commentary on the voter base. You know, it's not the politicians. Well, it is the politicians, but who puts them there?
Yeah, Democrats. This is why the Democrats hollowed out public education, to raise generations of people that would be dumb enough to vote for them.
Yeah. Remember a call a while ago, I told you about the three significant events in American history. Al Charlton, when he was a big jumbo package that played that spawn of Raleigh crap. If they had put him in jail like he deserved to be, he wouldn't be a multimillionaire racist pig on MSLSD.
Mm-hmm.
Ted Kennedy and Chappaquiddick, instead of being the lion of the Senate, he would have been in jail and treated like anybody else who would have done that. And the third one was, I think that was Carter getting elected, but nonetheless, you know, if you look back on those things, just enforce the law and expose the truth for the truth. And then we won't have the problems that we have now. But
I've always believed the truth goes a long way.
Yes. Yeah. And sooner or later, the truth comes out. So, you know, sometimes too late.
Yeah, very, very slowly around here, Washington, D.C. Years and years go by, and then a document drops from the FBI or from the CIA about how the CIA covered up what Ukraine was saying about Joe Biden's family corruption, siphoning millions out of Ukraine. And President Trump was right in making a phone call, but he was impeached for making a phone call on the Biden family corruption in Ukraine. And then turns out the CIA and the FBI had documents proving that Trump was right all along. Never emerged, never surfaced during the impeachment. Marco, thank you for a great call. And you're right, Maxine Waters said, and the fact that he's wrapping his arms around Putin, talking about Trump, while Putin is continuing to advance into Korea. That's right, Maxine Waters said Putin was invading Korea. And she's reelected reliably every 2 years. Because Democrats, I'm not sure they should be allowed the right to vote anymore. Thank you, Marco, and very happy Columbus Day coming up on Monday. Take the day off. It's Columbus Day.
He is wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing to advance into Korea.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Oh man, Big Wireless is pulling one over on us. It's time to switch to Consumer Cellular. I did, and I'm getting the same fast, reliable, nationwide Big Wireless coverage without the big wireless cost. But it's not just about saving money on my bill. It's about not getting used by the big carriers. Do you even know how much data you use every month? Most people that are 50 and over use less than 8 gigs of data a month. But Big Wireless wants to shove you into an unlimited plan because they need you to cover the costs of younger people who use a lot more data than you do. So yeah, if you're not using all that data, you're being used. I had enough of that. I went with Consumer Cellular. Consumer Cellular set me up with a phone and a plan, and it was incredibly easy to switch. You call and speak to an actual person, and it only takes about 20 minutes. Just give them a call and make the switch today. Call 1-800-760-0702. That's 1-800-760-0702.
Some big news. Just before Charlie Kirk died, he issued a stark warning of terrifying dangers and threats ahead for those who stand for truth. Charlie wrote this in his last published work, the foreword for the new book, Pagan Threat. Authored by Pastor Lucas Miles, Charlie said that Pagan Threat could save America. Charlie said you must read, internalize, and share this book. It has the plan to stop the wokeism infecting America. Already a number one Amazon bestseller, Pagan Threat is available wherever books are sold. Get Pagan Threat free with Newsmax's special offer and save $30. For offer details, go online now to PaganThreat.com. That's PaganThreat.com. Millions are tuning into Newsmax on all major cable systems. They're downloading our free Newsmax app on their smartphones. And they're getting Pagan Threat to see Charlie Kirk's final words. Go today to PaganThreat.com. That's PaganThreat.com. Newsmax sponsored this message.
1 in 8 women will face breast cancer. But the Breast Cancer Research Foundation is changing that. With breakthroughs in prevention and treatment, we're not just saving lives. We're rewriting the future. Giving those diagnosed more time to not just survive, but thrive. This is the moment. This is the mission. Support breast cancer research. Until 1 in 8 is none in 8.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on an unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just $20, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
If you're a woman, talk to your doctor by age 25 about your risk of getting breast cancer. More women under 40 are getting breast cancer, and these cancers are often more deadly. The American College of Radiology recommends you ask your doctor if you should get a mammogram before age 40, need other tests like an MRI with your yearly mammogram, or if at high risk should be checked more than once a year. For more information, visit mammographysaveslives.org.
Furnished by American College of Radiology.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
You know, we just had one of our wise listeners just called in. You know, another reason for Schumer and the Democrats to keep the government shut down is yesterday, Hillary Clinton had been scheduled to testify before the House Oversight Committee. And now the government's closed, thanks to Schumer. So Hillary did not testify yesterday. No videotape, no audio for you to play of Hillary Clinton getting away with murder once again, and the Democrats doing what they do. But the Democrats shut the government down again. The Democrats talking a little bit about Middle East peace, but they don't want to talk about it because they don't want to have to mention Trump's name in a positive light. I've got audio that I want to share with you about the corrupt media and the Democrats, but I repeat myself coming up. Now, let's go back to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Dale calling from Orange, Virginia, where they have skydiving. They have skydiving in Orange. Dale, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Morning, Chris.
Hey, Dale.
Hey, I think it's time for the Senator Thune to go to a good old-fashioned filibuster and just gavel in the ceremony on Monday and keep it open for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and let the Democrats talk and talk and talk and see how long they can sustain it. You know, once a day, hold a cloture vote, and if they don't get it, just turn the floor back over to them and let them talk.
But only overnight.
I let him do it all day long, all night long. You know, when somebody's up there, you know, jabbering away at 4 o'clock in the morning, it's going to be hard for the news media to continue to say that it's the Republicans obstructing. And you know, if we keep rolling the tape, eventually they'll say stupid things that we can use against them in upcoming elections.
Well, the media will, of course, make the Republicans the bad guy, no matter what, right?
Well, yeah, but again, it'll be hard to make that claim when the only people that are talking are the Republicans or the Democrats.
Yeah. Yeah, and I got to tell you, if there's some way to maneuver this vote so that it would only require 50 votes, which the Republicans could pass today, and not 60 votes, which the Democrats can obstruct every day, and they've been doing. What are we, in the 9th day or the 10th day? And the Democrats have voted 7 times now to keep the government closed. And the news media is pretending that there's something else going on here altogether.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.